show. I am on a very, very important information mission, and I will be filing reports from the road over the next 3 days. I will be back Thursday. We're going to have Harrison Smith and Chase Geiser both co-hosting today. I also taped an interview with a very informative journalist and researcher on Saturday that we'll be hearing in part of the third and the full fourth hour today. Again, thank you so much for joining us. The big takeaway, if you happen to tune into the Sunday night show, you heard it all. The big takeaway is this. No way Israel didn't know that attack was coming, so it is like 9/11. They knew full well it was coming. It was a clear stand down, and that is now hitting the news. Also, what I told you on Saturday, he's now admitted that Hezbollah took much of the $6 billion that O'Biden gave them last month and gave that to the tens of thousands of suicide operators that were sent in to southern Israel out of the Gaza Strip. Many of them, of course, were North Africans and others and were clearly paid jihadists. They get up to $100,000, some cases more, for going out and fighting, and especially if they die, their family is sent even more money. If you divide out, say, $600,000 between 10,000 of these suicide trips, that comes up to the $6 billion. But large portions of the $6 billion were obviously spent for the suicide payments, but the rest was spent on weapons. Then you have the tens of billions of dollars of weapons coming out of Afghanistan that's now confirmed to be their U.S. hardware, as well as a lot of hardware sent to Ukraine that's there. So this has been brought to you by the globalist deep state, that will now use this as crackdowns on freedoms in Israel, crackdowns here, crackdowns in Europe. It's also a good smokescreen for what has unfolded with the Russians clearly decisively now winning the war in Ukraine against NATO. So if you pull back from this, what's the other big issue? It's the tens of thousands of other than Mexican or other than Latin American pouring across even just the Texas sector every month. Sometimes it's thousands a week. They're almost all military-age men, and many of them are Hezbollah and Hamas. But again, Hezbollah out of Iran is the main group that did the training, the preparation, and made the payments. As I told you on Saturday, people were like, oh, Jones, does he know the difference between Hezbollah and Hamas? No, I've actually done the research and know what I'm talking about. And so there are tens of thousands, conservatively, of Hezbollah sleeper cells inside the United States right now. And if you think what you saw in Israel was a big deal, imagine what is going to happen inside the United States even when we go to war with Iran. So we've been pre-positioned for this, and the globalists will love it. It'll make 9/11 look tame in comparison with the 3,000 dead when and if they strike the United States. But many members of Congress are now pointing this out. There's big articles up on Infowars.com. So it's something we have to get ahead of here and let the CIA and Mossad and MI6 and NATO intelligence and all the rest of them know that even when there's massive attacks in the West, you with the UN set up these centers, brought in these people, you know exactly what you're doing, and many of them admit that they're jihadists. And so I would expect the probability in the next year, maybe even sooner, of a massive 9/11 style attack, but all over the country. They're going to hijack planes. They're going to use the same thing you saw with hand gliders. A lot of them know how to fly an aircraft. They're going to steal aircraft all over the United States, fly them into buildings, fly them into government buildings, attack sports stadiums full of people, attack colleges, you name it, big gatherings. And then the government will get more funding, and those that do the stand down and brought the illegal aliens in and the jihadis in will actually get more money and more funding and more power, because logic has been murdered. Just like Netanyahu, clearly going to stand down, is now going to get more power and more control. He's about to be ousted from power. So war is the health of the state. That's what's going on, and that's the reality. I would direct everybody to band.video and the first hour of my show last night, where I lay this all out in basically complete detail. Also, a lot of the Israelis that have moved into Israel are not conservative and don't like guns. So many of those right up on the border with the Gaza Strip and 2.5 million people that want to kill them were unarmed and don't like weapons. Also, you saw the hang gliders come in and attack the big party rave that was going on at a, quote, peace rally, reportedly killed 200 there. So they're saying a couple hundred are dead across Israel, thousands injured. It's actually much, much higher, and I would expect thousands and thousands dead, perhaps tens of thousands wounded. But that will be unfolding in the days to come. This is a big deal and part of the global escalation, so the big banks can bring in their new global central system and new currency. Again, we have several big guest hosts coming up. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. I'm Alex Jones. Please stay with us, and please spread the word. That's how we bypass big tech and the censors. Stay with us.
Last year, we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we've put part two out, and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second great renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of a society we could build together. That's why it's The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is Monday, the 9th of October, 2023. You're watching The Alex Jones Show, and folks, we are on the cusp of World War III. I do not think that's an exaggeration. I'm Harrison Smith, sitting in for Alex Jones with Chase Geiser. We'll be co-hosting the show today. We'll also be going to an interview for about the second half of the show. We'll be joined by Michael Yon, who's a celebrated combat journalist. Getting his take on, of course, the biggest story, probably the only story we'll cover today, Chase, the unprecedented attack on Israel by Hamas and the Palestinians out of Gaza. Unprecedented is the word they keep using, and it really is an attack really bigger than anything that has happened between Gaza and Israel for their entire existence. But Chase Geiser, welcome to the show. We're going to be tackling this. What a day to be hosting the Alex Jones Show.
Absolutely. When we were scheduled for this, I had no idea that Israel is going to be attacked, and there's conflicting reports as to whether or not Mossad may have known that they were going to be attacked.
Right.
But I've been learning up as much as I can about this subject over the weekend, and you've enlightened me quite a bit. You're informed in this. This is something you've had substantial opinions on for some time, and this is a fascinating and terrifying development indeed.
Yeah, and, you know, neither one of us clearly, you know, obviously neither one of us are experts specifically on the Middle East. But that's okay. We really dedicated our, you know, for the last 48 hours. I mean, I've just been studying this from every different angle, trying to just get a full grasp of what's going on. And hopefully that's what we can deliver to the viewers and the listeners today, is just an understanding of sort of how we got here and where this goes from here. Because when I look at the current situation, what I see is a line of carefully set up dominoes ready to fall and lead us to World War III. And I think that's where I approach this. I know that's where you approach this as well. We were sort of joking at one point about, you take Israel, I'll take Palestine, and we'll go head to head. We'll solve this thing by the end of the show. We'll argue it out. We'll figure out the conclusion. There is no easy answer to this, obviously. Neither side is right or wrong, totally good or totally evil. And you have to actually be able to sympathize with and understand the stances of both of these people, both of these groups, both of these, you know, the bodies engaged in this conflict, to understand where it goes from here and why they're fighting and what it's going to take to end it. Because I think that's where we both come in, is how do we get peace out of this absolute quagmire of generational conflict?
Maybe it's a good thing that we're not Middle Eastern experts, because oftentimes I've found that with issues like this, the experts are sort of entrenched in their school of thought. They've written books and they want to sort of find reasons to back up what they've always thought or said. And really, here at InfoWars, we're all just committed to applying logic to information as it comes in, using critical thinking, thinking independently, and not just taking whatever the narrative says for granted. And so I think it's actually a breath of fresh air that we're in a position to tackle such a complicated and long-standing issue with fresh eyes.
Yeah, because this isn't something that we've, you know, this conflict in particular isn't something that we've dedicated our time to, but understanding the overall geopolitical landscape is something that we've both dedicated a lot of time on. And so neither one of us have sort of an interest on either side, but an interest in peace and an interest in, for me, keeping America out of this war. After all, we've seen this before. I mean, we've seen the war drums. We've seen the horrifying images, which are horrifying. I mean, you can't deny what the attacks, you know, the videos that came out of these attacks are shockingly modern. I mean, in certain ways, there's video of this music festival and paratroopers gliding into the music festival. People are like dancing to techno. I mean, we're in such a bizarre
Red Dawn
situation. Yeah. Yeah. Like a true Red Dawn moment, but Red Dawn on acid. Like, it's so bizarre what we're dealing with here. So let's just get you some of the latest. From Al Jazeera, death toll soars to 1,300 as fighting between Hamas and Israel rages. More than 800 Israelis and some 500 Palestinians have been killed amid heavy fighting and bombardment following the largest attacks by Palestinian armed group Hamas against Israel in decades. Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant said on Monday authorities would impose a total blockade on the Gaza Strip, cutting electricity and blocking food and fuel supplies as part of a complete siege on the Hamas-run enclave. It came as Gaza's Ministry of Health said at least 510 Palestinians had been killed and 2,751 more had been wounded in Israeli air raids on the enclave since Saturday when Hamas launched its multi-pronged offensive on Israel. And the big question here is Israel going to invade Gaza? And I mean, there's so many different ways to get into this topic. Obviously, we can talk about what contributing factors may have come from the Biden administration, the $6 billion to Iran. Did that have an effect on this? Did his response yesterday do anything to calm the situation or inflame the situation? It's my interpretation that basically what Biden did was almost the worst thing he could have done. He essentially said that we'll give Israel all the equipment that they need, signaling that Israel or America is not going to get involved personally in this. Like, we're not going to be sending personnel in. And Israel doesn't really need weapons right now. What they need is people, and they just don't have it. Actually, one of the latest headlines is that Israel has called up 300,000 reservists amid counteroffensive push in Israel-Hamas war. They've called up 300,000 military reservists to respond to a Hamas-led terror attack and invasion on the Gaza Strip, which resulted in at least 800 dead Israelis. The draft is the largest ever for Israel. Israel, of course, actually declaring that it's at war with Gaza for the first time since 1973, I believe, was the last time they were officially in a state of war. And the question is, are they going to invade Gaza? This is from Mario Nofal, a Hezbollah operative, was killed by IDF strikes in southern Lebanon. So the domino effect. Essentially, as I understand it, what's happening now is that Israel has said we're going to go into Gaza. We're going to push in. In fact, this just broke a few minutes ago from Axios. Bibi Netanyahu has said, quote, we have to go in. Bibi tells Biden as Israel prepares for possible ground invasion of Gaza. So they're set on doing a ground invasion. Hezbollah has said if Israel invades Gaza with ground forces, then that brings Hezbollah into the situation. America has essentially said, and whether this is official, you know, from the Biden administration or whether this is just Lindsey Graham spouting off from Gateway Pundit, warmonger Senator Lindsey Graham warns if Hezbollah intervenes in Israel-Palestine conflict, U.S. must respond against Iran. So, I mean, it is a literal domino effect. If they go into Gaza, Hezbollah attacks Israel, America gets into the conflict, then you have Iran, Syria, and even Russia to a certain extent going gloves off. And we have hundreds, if not thousands, of American servicemen in the Middle East as sitting ducks if Iran or Syria were to, you know, start bombarding them. It would be hundreds of American servicemen lives lost, and you can just see how it spirals out from there. So, I mean, this is a inflection point in more ways than one geopolitically, and if this isn't handled correctly, it is World War III, no doubt. If this isn't very carefully dealt with in a way that, you know, is hyper-focused on just stopping this from spiraling out into World War III, then that is what comes next, no doubt about it.
Yeah, I think the craziest thing about this, I'm a big fan of Sun Tzu's Art of War and 48 Laws of Power, things like that. You never attack a stronger enemy head-on. That's just like a basic rule of war. Stupid to do that. You have to use guerrilla warfare, other methods in order to attack an enemy that's stronger than you. And the fact that they were so audacious with this attack is interesting to me because obviously they were trying to solicit or provoke some sort of a response. And so I'm curious as to whether the intention is to get Israel to respond aggressively so as to set off this domino effect.
Well, definitely I think the Palestinians and Gaza and Hamas and really even the wider, they call themselves the Axis of Resistance, but from Hezbollah to Hamas, you know, a lot of these militia groups, most of them funded by Iran, they don't want to go back to the status quo. They want this to be an inflection point. they don't want this to be just another sort of situation where there's an attack, there's an exchange of hostages, and they go back to being in an open-air prison in Gaza. They don't want that. They want a change in situation, and that's what they're going for, and they're going to get it one way or another. And, I mean, Israel is really in a very, very tough spot right now because, again, they cannot afford not to go into Gaza, but if they do go into Gaza, then it's gloves off for all of the enemies that surround them. So, again, where this goes is still totally up in the air. Of course, the Israeli president said the state of Israel will win. We have no other choice, saying basically they have to go into Gaza, because what happens is if they don't go into Gaza, that means they're not really the top dogs in the Middle East anymore. Their action is being limited by an outside force, which is an entirely new situation for Israel. It's extremely interesting. We'll get more into it on the other side. Stay with us.
Why do you think the globalists are desperately trying to censor everybody? Why are they attacking myself and Donald Trump and Elon Musk and everybody else? Because they can't get through this giant megalomaniacal power grab if we're here exposing them. But we're not just exposing their operation. In my new book, we give you the solutions to build a new, better world, an alternative to Klaus Schwab's You Will Eat the Bugs. This is The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalist and launch the second great renaissance. It's a companion to my last book that was a number one worldwide bestseller. And this book is even thicker and even more powerful. Get your copy of The Great Awakening today at InfoWarsStore.com, either signed as a fundraiser, and I thank you for the support, or unsigned. But whatever you do, take action now. We're fighting for you, but we can't keep on if you don't support us. So please, get the historic book now. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening at InfoWarsStore. My fellow patriots, the trifecta has not been in stock for years. Many of these products have been sold out for years, but we've not had all three of them at once together at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off. This is your best opportunity at the lowest price to support the broadcast, but more importantly, experience DNA Force Plus, Real Red Pill Plus, and Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. All three of these products are back in stock right now for a limited time at 40% off. It would take me an hour to tell you about what's in DNA Force Plus, or Real Red Pill Plus, or Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, read about these products, find out why they're so game-changing, and get yours today. DNA Force Plus, Real Red Pill Plus, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, all three back in stock. It's the trifecta sale, 40% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com, and it keeps us on air.
The most powerful InfoWars life formula yet, DNA Force Plus, is now back in stock for 25% off while supplies last. This elite formula contains the most cutting-edge enzymes, potent antioxidants, and traditional naturally occurring ingredients to protect the vitality of your very DNA. The powerhouse ingredients in DNA Force Plus include PQQ, CoQ10, organic reishi mushroom, astragalus root, rhodiola root, and an array of even more incredible antioxidants and extracts carefully chosen to help support healthy heart function while promoting energy production down to the cellular level. Provide your cells and DNA with the protection they need and try a bottle of DNA Force Plus today for 25% off. Or for an additional 10% off, grab the combo pack with DNA Force Plus and Body's Whole Support. These offers and so much more are only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com is like a grocery store or like a vitamin shop. We want to have all the best brands for you. We want to have a bunch of different choices for you. So I get constant questions online and in person. Hey, what's better? Knockout. What's better? Down and Out. What's better? Why do you sell two or three different sleep aids? And the answer is different herbal formulas, different compounds are better for different people. So one person might like this coffee, another person likes that coffee. That's how our bodies work. They're all very diverse. But we've been able to private label a national bestseller that's been sold for many years that people love and sell for a lower price under the name InfoWars MD Good Night Sleep. This is a great formula full of amazing safe compounds, give you deeper, cleaner, restful sleep, and it's in stock, available right now, of 25% off out of the gates. So get your InfoWars MD Good Night Sleep today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Yeah. leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I am Chase Geiser filling in with the great Harrison Smith for the great Alex Jones. So much going on today, Harrison. What's been crazy to me about it is I've been going off for a year about how I hate that we're supporting Ukraine, and I tease it as because they're Nazis, and that is a primary reason that I'm against funding Ukraine, but the ultimate reason that I'm against it is just because I'm America first.
Right.
And this is the challenge that I see when this is the problem that I have with the Republican Party, because we've seen this brutal attack, and it is an evil, brutal attack on Israel. And immediately I see Republican after Republican, conservative after conservative, throwing up the Israeli flag in their bios, just like the leftists threw up the Ukraine flag. And I'm thinking, hey, even though I may personally like Israel a lot more than I like Nazi sentiments in Ukraine, I still am an American and believe in America first. So isn't the consistent position that we not throw billions upon billions of dollars at Israel like we have for Ukraine?
Well, isn't it amazing that we already have sent billion? I mean, didn't we just, immediately $6 billion to Israel. So, I mean, clearly they have sort of these agreements already in place to facilitate sending money like that. But have we not been through this before with wars in the Middle East? They're a bad idea. I don't know how many times we have to learn the lesson. Like, it's a bad idea for America to get involved in any way, but certainly not with boots on the ground. And the fact is that, you know, remember after Trump killed Soleimani, the Iranians responded. They sent a missile. It didn't have a warhead on it. It didn't have explosives, but landed a missile inside a American military base that gave traumatic brain injury to like 80 or 90 soldiers. And that was almost a symbol. It's like these bases in the Middle East are vulnerable to attack if the gloves come off with Iran. The crew just pulled up a statement saying the White House has called a lid already for today. So there will be no more statements from the White House today, I guess, which is a little bit bizarre. And clearly the Biden administration, I mean, they obviously one of the main sentiments out today is like, if Trump was in charge, this wouldn't have happened. And there's no doubt in my mind that that's true. This is purely, and I personally don't think it has anything to do with the $6 billion released last, 2 weeks ago to Iran. I mean, that money hasn't actually been doled out yet. I don't think that has much of an effect, especially when you look at the situation of the Gazans and the Hamas, how it's existed for a while. I don't think you need $6 billion to get a bunch of young guys with rifles to storm, you know, through a wall. This wasn't a big money operation. This was a personnel operation, and the personnel already exists there in Gaza. So I don't know how much that has to do with it, but definitely the Biden administration's overall weakness and ineptitude and just bungling everything. I mean, one of the headlines from InfoWars, I'm sure it's somewhere in this pile, is about the fact that there are weapons from Afghanistan in Gaza right now being used by Hamas. Yeah, here it is. Israel, U.S. arms left in Afghanistan reach Gaza. So in more ways than one, the Biden administration's total failure of geopolitical gravitas has led us to this point.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the things that just baffles me is how this could have possibly been a surprise. I know that we maybe disagreed. I don't have a solid position on this, but it's hard for me to believe that our intelligence communities, both of which, including Mossad and CIA, United States intelligence agencies, have known about so many major events prior to their happening and then allowed them to happen all the way back to Pearl Harbor, maybe even earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously Vietnam and what happened with 9/11, I think they knew ahead of time and allowed it to happen. It's hard for me to believe that as sophisticated as these intelligence agencies supposedly are, they didn't know that this was coming. And to your point about the $6 billion, I think based off of the coordination that we saw, based off of the fact that this was a 50-year anniversary of a prior major event, I think that this was being planned long before just the last 6 weeks.
Mm.
I think that they were planning to do something like this. There was training going on. There was different doling out of who's going to fly in where. They knew the festival was going to be heavily populated, and they knew that the festival was going to be populated with multinational people. Mm. So they knew that it would trigger the world in a way if they would attack it, and there was going to be a lot of people in a consolidated area outside, just totally exposed to gunfire. So I think that they have planned this for a long time, and the longer that they've been planning it for, the more likely it is that Mossad or the CIA would have been aware of it. And I'm not surprised that Joe Biden's surprise about anything necessarily, but I do find it hard to believe that Mossad didn't know this was coming.
Well, you know, the latest information about that is that Iran was helping to coordinate this about 2 weeks ago. They met in Beirut. I mean, that's the latest report, is that there was a meeting in Beirut with some of the leadership of the Iranian Republican Guard to give the green light, essentially, to this attack. And it's, I mean, it's not speculation. It's very clear. You've got Hezbollah, you've got Hamas, and actually the part of Hamas that carried this out, Hamas is the overall term for, like, the military people in Gaza or in Palestine. But within that, you have the Palestinian Islamic Jihad, I think is the name of the group. And that is the Iranian-funded, Iranian-trained, almost like Hezbollah franchise in Gaza that carried this out. I don't know. I really don't know, because it's either that Mossad is super capable and sort of allowed this to be carried out, as honestly, I sort of have expected something like this for a while, because there's been so much strife in Israel. There's been so much division in Israel. There's so much political turmoil in Israel. I've sort of been waiting for, like, okay, when's the big attack going to come so they can unify their people and, you know, cast to the side all of the internal conflicts. So there is a reason why they would want to let this be carried out. But the other side of it is, maybe they did just underestimate their enemies here. I mean, they've said, a former Mossad leader said, you know, this was unimaginable. We could not have imagined. I was talking to my friend yesterday and kept just saying, that's a failure of imagination. I mean, they just didn't think this was possible, so they weren't prepared for it. They didn't think the Palestinians could pull something like this off, so they weren't, defending against this possibility. And so it may very well be that just Mossad underestimated what these people were capable of. And I mean, you have, you know, there's no way to train paratroopers in a cave, right? There's no way to train paratroopers in a tunnel. Right. So clearly these attacks and the people who carried them out had to be trained outside of Gaza. It would have been impossible for them to avoid Mossad that way. But at the same time, they somehow got into Gaza and then were able to launch this attack without alerting the IDF or Mossad. So I mean, what do you think? Do you think they did let? I mean, they have reasons to let this happen, obviously.
My inclination is to say that they knew it was going to happen and allowed it to happen. Maybe they were thinking, hey, we have a major vulnerability because we don't have enough of a standing army. We're very well equipped. We have a lot of technology, but we don't have a lot of boots on the ground to do some of the activities that we want to do. I know you mentioned when we were speaking earlier that they have struggled with the region prior in terms of trying to occupy it and just being a nightmare, sort of a slaughter for infantry. So if you want 300,000 troops overnight, the best way to do it is to have some sort of a domestic event that can justify sort of conscripting everyone all at once in a way that you couldn't in times of peace.
You know, it almost doesn't matter whether it was on purpose or not. Like, at a certain point, it doesn't matter what the arguments are or whether it was on purpose or not. We're dealing with the real world warfare taking place here. And at the end of the day, it's whoever's stronger is going to win. And, I mean, this conflict is just getting started. Where it goes from here is anybody's guess, but it's nowhere good. We'll be back on the other side to talk about how the international players all come into this. Stay with us, folks. It's the Alex Jones Show, InfoWars.com.
Last year, we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we've put part two out, and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second great renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of the society we could build together. That's why it's The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
I'm going to say something obvious right now, but it's usually the obvious things that we all miss, including myself. Everybody's getting very excited about the impeachment of Joe Biden. But remember, he is a total and complete puppet. It needs to be about the criminals that control him, the CIA, BlackRock, the multinational corporations. And people want to blame Obama. Yeah, he's above Biden, but he's still a puppet too. We need to make it about the power structure that's waging war against this country, that's deindustrializing us and attacking our culture and creating race war. We need to make the impeachment all about the open borders and the human trafficking and the global government and the UN taking control of our medical system. That's what we need to do. That's what we've got to stand for. That's what is going to bring down the system. But if we just make it about Biden, just about how horrible he is, he's a pedophile and now his son's a crackhead and gun charges, it becomes a distraction from the larger issues. We'll cover it all live at InfoWars.com/show.
We have not had this many of our best-selling products back in stock in years because of supply chain breakdowns and all the rest of the stuff that's going on. And these are game-changing products. It's like our information's game-changing. These products are incredible. And I'm personally glad that these are now back in stock. All three of the InfoWars Platinum flagship products that have been sold out for months are now back in stock, but a very limited run because we only had a budget to get 3,000 or 4,000 bottles of each one of these. I think we've got 4,000 bottles of the HGH Max Boost that people love so much. We've got about 4,000 bottles of 1776 Testosterone Boost that just came in. And we've got about 3,000 bottles of Pain MD, incredible natural pain reliever situation. All three of these are back in stock, and they're incredible, and they fund our operation at InfoWarsStore.com.
Omega-3 fatty acids are needed for optimal strength, and they can only be obtained through diet. They can be found in grass-fed beef, which is why the ruling class is trying to ban it, and they can be found in fish, which are arguably the best source of omega-3s. But the problem today is finding fish without a high mercury content. Your best option is our Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. Omega-3 fatty acids are essential for both our neurological and cardiovascular systems, our brain and our heart. They improve mood, mental clarity, and immune function. Get your essential omega-3 fatty acids from the best sources available. Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil. Get some today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
The program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Alex Jones Show. Harrison Smith and Chase Geiser sitting in for Alex today. Of course, you can support everything we do here by going to InfoWarsStore.com. And I don't know, is there any other media outlet that is as dedicated as InfoWars is and has been for the last several decades in avoiding war and avoiding falling into the psychological traps that are laid for us to encourage populations to call for war? I mean, it's actually feels nice being at InfoWars and being able to look back at the last several decades of endless warfare and conflict overseas and to say we've been on the right side of all of these events because we've always called for peace. We've always called for non-intervention. We've always called for people to just calm down, not fall for the emotionally provocative images that they show or claims that they make to try to rile people up in order to override the logical faculties and get us into just this death match from which there is no winner. Nobody comes out on top. And at the end of the day, this isn't a conflict between Palestine and Israel. Obviously it is, but the implications for this and the way that the rest of the world is being pulled into this are extremely dangerous and could very well lead to World War III. And you really have to ask yourself, what are we fighting over here? What is this worth it? Is this just an eye for an eye, you know, on and on forever? Are we fighting for, you know, to free the people of Gaza or to, you know, insist that they stay in Gaza forever? It's like, Really, that's what we're going to go to World War III to ensure that the people of Gaza don't have rights at all ever? I mean, that's the way I see it. But, you know, regardless of where you land on the divide between and the way they're trying to frame this whole conflict is Israel or Jews versus Muslims. It's Jews versus Muslims. Whose side are you on? Who should be eradicated completely and who, you know, who do you support? And it's like, what a sick and demented way to even look at this conflict. The only possible outcome to benefit really anybody would be some sort of peace at this point. I mean, maybe that's what this could, as horrible as this attack against Israel was, can this not be a wake-up call to everybody that this cannot continue like this anymore? Something has to change. The status quo is just enough already. Something has to change one way or another. And in my opinion, that doesn't mean one side has to be genocided completely, which we're seeing a lot of people on the right wing making that argument. I have a post here from Joel Polak, who I believe is the editor of Breitbart News. He posted this on Saturday. He said, I have broken the Sabbath and Jewish holiday to deliver this message. Israel should wipe out Gaza, allow 48 hours to evacuate women, children, and the elderly, destroy everything that remains. So I guess the implication there is kill all of the men, plow it under, and annex it to Israel. This is the end for Hamas and Palestinian terror. I mean, if that's not a call for genocide, I don't know what is. And I don't know, maybe this is a controversial platform to take, but I'm against genocide, Chase.
It's so funny because Alex Jones isn't on Twitter because of hate speech or misinformation. And I know that he's been classified as hate speech by certain financial institutions, and we struggle with that. But you're right on the money, because I can't think of a single instance in any of the broadcasts that I've listened to over the last 20 years where Alex or even this network has advocated in favor of an existing war or an impending war.
Mm.
He's a pacifist. He has advocated for war about as often as the Dalai Lama.
Right.
Like zero times, right?
Right.
And so you've got this hate speech that is real hate speech where people on Twitter are allowed to call for actual genocide.
Yeah, literal.
But we're the ones that are censored because we're constantly calling for peace. And it just goes to show how much the establishment, how much the narrative wants there to be violence as long as it's on their terms.
100%. They absolutely rely on war to progress their entire agenda. And again, you know, you're right. It is good that we're not on either side of this or you know, so-called experts, because experts tend to land on either one side or the other. But I mean, is it impossible to feel sympathy or empathy for both these sides? I have Palestinian friends. I have Jewish friends. I have Jewish friends whose, you know, families right now are in bunkers, you know, because they're being attacked. I don't want them to be attacked. I don't want them to lose their family members, obviously. But at the same time, I don't think that Israel can continue to treat the Palestinians as they have and not expect anything. And again, it doesn't matter whether you think it's right or not. It's a matter of reality. When you put people in a situation that, like the one that exists in Gaza, you're going to almost require, you know, it requires, it demands, there's going to be violence as an outcome of that, because you're putting people in a impossible position. And you know, talking about the art of war and Sun Tzu, I mean, the people in Gaza have no escape. They have no, ability to get out of where they are. So you've got to, in Sun Tzu, you know, they say really avoid that, because a cornered animal will fight
right
with everything it's got.
Like Dunkirk.
Right.
They're just stuck on the beach there. And the difference is, in Dunkirk, for some reason, the Germans didn't attack the vulnerable troops of the enemy. But here they are facing this annihilation.
Mm.
But I'm with you. I empathize with the innocent people on both sides. But I just want to be very careful and explicit in that. And maybe this is a character failing of mine. I have no empathy for the actual perpetrators of that type of violence.
Right.
You know, if an institution or a government had attacked my family and done terrible things to me, as Israel may have been doing over the last decades to the Palestinians, I wouldn't respond by attacking innocent people
right
that are constituents of that. Maybe I would respond by getting involved against the actual enemy, but it's like the mafia, right? The mafia, they even have rules when there's violence. Like, hey, no kids, no family, don't whack the kids, don't whack the wife if there's an issue. You go after the person that committed the crime or didn't hold up to the deal, but you don't go after the innocents around them. And the fact that it's gotten to the point where there's that level of lack of honor just goes to show, I think, how irreparable the relationship is. And I don't advocate for the genocide of any people. But I do think that the only way this is resolved is if there's a total, complete victory on one side or the other.
Well, I don't know how that's going to come. Again, the latest is that, I mean, okay, so they're in this situation where, I mean, they're complaining. I mean, Israeli media right now is saying not only is Hezbollah limiting us in the north, right? So Hezbollah is in Lebanon, it's to the north of Israel. And they're launching missiles, and there's sort of some back and forth fighting happening right now. Hezbollah is being very careful to only do that in places that are contested, places like Sheba Farms, which is Israeli occupied, but technically Lebanese territory, or the Golan Heights, which is technically Syrian territory, but Israeli occupied. So they so far have not attacked the, Israeli sovereign land other than Sheba Farms and Golan Heights. So they're being very careful on that. But Israeli media is saying, you know, not only is Hezbollah limiting us in the north now where they exist, but they're now limiting us in the south by saying, if you invade Gaza, then we'll get involved. And so Israel is sort of hamstrung, and they're not about to go into Gaza and then open up a second front to their north. And they tried to go into Gaza in 2008, and it was a total disaster. They really can't invade Gaza with ground troops without carrying out an intense bombing campaign every block, and then taking that block over and then bombing the next and then taking the next. And what happens to the 2 million people that live there now? It's a mass murder. So, like, how can you be calling for that and claim you're on the good side? And then, you know, you look at the images that came out of the, you know, women being dragged away and stuff. And it's like, well, I can't be on these people's side anyway. So I'm not on anybody's side, but there is a reality and a sort of equation, a mathematics to what's going on in the warfare spectrum that is undeniable, and that you can't understand without at least trying to put yourself in the mindset of both of the combatants, putting yourself in the mindset of Israelis that are terrified of being pulled out of their, you know, beds and killed by Muslim extremists. But you also have to be able to sympathize with the Palestinian people who go, we've been under, you know, attacks for the last several decades. We can't take this anymore. This is intolerable. And at this point, I mean, the latest is that Israel has ordered an immediate cutoff to Gaza's water supply. They've halted the electricity supply to Gaza. Bibi Netanyahu has told Biden, we have no choice. We have to go into Gaza. Because again, they really don't, because if they don't go into Gaza, that means that they're not the ones that are the top dog in the Middle East anymore. It means their action is being determined by Hezbollah, essentially, because Hezbollah is saying, if you go in there, we'll attack. If they don't go in, it's sort of ceding, it's almost ceding sovereignty of themselves. I mean, they are in an impossible situation. But again, how this relates to Russia and Ukraine, I mean, that's where it gets really interesting and terrifying. So we'll talk about that.
Why do you think the globalists are desperately trying to censor everybody? Why are they attacking myself and Donald Trump and Elon Musk and everybody else? Because they can't get through this giant megalomaniacal power grab if we're here exposing them. But we're not just exposing their operation. In my new book, we give you the solutions to build a new, better world, an alternative to Klaus Schwab's You Will Eat the Bugs. This is The Great Awakening. The plan to defeat the globalist and launch the second great renaissance. It's a companion to my last book that was a number one worldwide bestseller. And this book is even thicker and even more powerful. Get your copy of The Great Awakening today at InfoWarsStore.com. Either signed as a fundraiser, and I thank you for the support, or unsigned. But whatever you do, take action now. We're fighting for you, but we can't keep on if you don't support us. So please, get the historic book now. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening at InfoWarsStore.
Hey everybody, Rodney Outbrown here. I want to thank Alex Jones and InfoWars for offering scholarships to River University. Maybe you're watching InfoWars today and you don't know what to do with the problems that we faced in the world today. You've been through COVID-19, 2019, 20, 21, 22, 23. But here at River University, not only do we show you what the problem is, but we show you how to deal with it. Come, a full 3-year bachelor degree will train you up in ministry, government, worship, that you can go out and actually bring about a transformation in the earth today. We have graduates going all over the world, from the Arctic to the Outback, and right here This is what we do. We specialize in training people and equipping them for transformation. And that's what you'll do. So scan the QR code right now or go to riveruniversity.org and get the free scholarship offered to you by InfoWars.
InfoWarsStore.com is like a grocery store or like a vitamin shop. We want to have all the best brands for you. We want to have a bunch of different choices for you. So I get constant questions online and in person. Hey, what's better? Knockout. What's better? Down and out. What's better? Why do you sell two or three different sleep aids? And the answer is different herbal formulas, different compounds are better for different people. So one person might like this coffee, another person likes that coffee. That's how our bodies work. They're all very diverse. But we've been able to private label a national bestseller that's been sold for many years that people love and sell for a lower price under the name InfoWars MD Good Night Sleep. This is a great formula full of amazing safe compounds, give you deeper, cleaner, restful sleep, and it's in stock available right now of 25% off out of the gates. So get your InfoWars MD Good Night Sleep today at InfoWars.com.
Bodies is back. The ultimate turmeric product on the market has returned to InfoWarsStore.com and is now 25% off for a limited time. Utilized for thousands of years, turmeric is one of the most studied medicinal herbs today. Hundreds of peer-reviewed scientific articles are published every year on the chemistry and therapeutic potential of turmeric and its active components. Bodies will reduce inflammation throughout the body, help boost and support flexibility, increase mobility, assist in joint function, bolster your immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric from the store contains about 1 to 5% of the active ingredient curcuminoids, but our super powerful extract used in Bodies contains over 95% of the active ingredients in turmeric. No other product can compare with this curcuminoid delivery system, so if you want to put the true power of turmeric to the test, then look no further. Grab yourself a bottle today for 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com and put your body at ease.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I am Chase Geiser with the distinguished Harrison Smith on the Alex Jones Show for Alex today. Exciting things happening in Alex's world today, which I'm sure you will hear about when he gets back. So much going on. We were talking about covering the news during the break, and all of the articles, 98% of them, are all about this issue. And Harrison and I spent a couple hours chatting this morning about this dynamic, and I was trying to figure out how this all ties in together, all these issues. Obviously, the entire world knows that we have an incredibly weak president, and it's sort of a slow roll. It was like one bad thing would happen, and then when the repercussions for that didn't seem to be enough, you'd see another bad thing over here, another bad thing over there. And all these pieces I actually do think are connected in that we have Iran funding the Palestinian attack, supporting the Palestinians. We know that China supports Iran. We know that Russia has basically completed a victory in Ukraine. And I'm wondering, how is Ukraine tied into what's going on with Israel and Palestine? They seem totally unrelated. But when we think about how Putin and President Xi have sort of been in cahoots the last couple of years, and all these alliances, these uncommon or unexpected alliances, I think there is one narrative. I think that what we have is a situation in which we have bullied all of these nations, basically every nation in the world, for decades, using sanctions because the dollar is the petrodollar, because it's the global reserve currency. We can come in and freeze assets. We can come in and leverage that power to really harm and damage anyone we want, whether it's friends or allies. We can blackmail or coerce them into doing the things that we want them to do. And that is something that has been incredibly taxing on the world in terms of their happiness or satisfaction, I think, with the United States' place in it. And it's similar to like King George. for a long period of time, since this in the Declaration of Independence, a people will bear abuse for a long period of time before a threshold is crossed in which they actually decide to stand up and do something about it. And after all of these years of billions upon billions, trillions upon trillions of dollars in sanctions and abuse and manipulation and coercion, I think that the international community has come together and decided we got to do something about this bully that is the United States. So we know that China is dependent on the United States for agriculture, for a lot of its food imports. We know that traditionally China's been dependent on imports for oil, natural gas, especially from Saudi Arabia, which of course is sort of at the center of OPEC. And with Russia having control, whether it's outwardly or under the cover of Ukraine, that's the breadbasket of Europe. So what if those resources, instead of being exported to Europe, were exported exclusively to China to minimize China's dependence on the United States for agriculture? Simultaneously, Russia would then have control over the energy exports and that pathway, that trade route through Ukraine, in a way that would make it independent of NATO. That energy could be sent both to China and the Middle Eastern communities. And then with the elimination of Israel in the Middle East, there's no military strength of the United States. So we have the collapse of our agriculture exports to China. We have the establishment of the independence of China. We have the establishment of the independence of Russia and increased exports for them. And we've unified all of the Middle East against Israel, which could be eradicated, except for Saudi Arabia, which is a competitor to Iran.
Right.
That introduces a climate in which China could say, hey, look, the dollar is no longer going to be tied to oil. There's no more petrodollar. It's now going to be the yen. And that could be a total collapse, I think, of our economy. They could take Taiwan. And we've got all these refugees all over Europe from these terrible trade deals that we've made. We've got all these immigrants storming into our border. Many of them, I think, are of this persuasion. They could just activate the sleeper cells in our country and all across Europe if we tried to fight against it. What do you think?
No, I think all of that's accurate. I think a lot of this does have to do with the death or the reorganization of the world economy post-petrodollar. I mean, I think that's fairly obvious. In fact, you know, a lot of these things are being done sort of out in the open from Reuters. Arab League chief heads to Moscow for talks after Hamas attack on Israel. So you've got the Arab League chief Ahmed Abul Ghit heading to Moscow on Sunday for talks with Russian Foreign Minister Lavrov. So, I mean, and, you know, from the war in Syria, I mean, the fact is that, like, we're both on the cusp of World War III and have kind of been in World War III for the last, like, 10 years. I mean, with Syria and the help they've gotten from Russia and the, you know, continuing attacks against them from either America or Israel, this is all a snowball rolling downhill. Now might be a good time to go to this video that I'm sure a lot of our audience has seen before, but in case you haven't, this is a stark warning against falling for what some of the crew is bringing up there. People like Nikki Haley saying now's the time we have to get into war with Iran. The military industrial complex has been salivating over the idea of war with Iran for the last 20 years, no less. And General Wesley Clark back in 2003 made this statement saying that the U.S. military was planning on actually invading 7 countries in 5 years. A very famous clip. But it's good to keep this in mind as you hear people beating the war drums in really disturbingly flippant ways. I mean, they're just like, we just got to go to war with Iran, as if that's just like, we'll just do it and everything will be fine. It's absurd. And I mean, it's what Biden has done by essentially you have like a playground scuffle. America is the teacher. We run everything, right? I mean, America runs everything. We are the top dog in the world still to this day. China's making moves, but it's America still. And instead of being like the teacher coming in and separating the kids, going, all right, we're going to settle this peacefully. I'm not going to let you two fight. First one to throw a punch, I'm going to take out. Like, instead of doing that, what Biden has said is, like, you can imagine the teacher going, I'm going to give a stick and a rock to this kid and let him do whatever the heck he wants. And I'm not going to get, you know, involved unless somebody else comes. And then you've got these other countries like Iran and Syria. They're like seeing their younger cousins essentially getting beaten up on the playground and going, all right, we're going to go beat up the teacher if he doesn't stop. I mean, it's insane that Biden, and again, I'm not even saying it's not the same decision I would make, but the fact is that by saying that we're not going to get involved and saying, but saying Israel can take the gloves off and do whatever they want, he's just setting up massive conflict in the very near future. So let's go to this video of Wesley Clark. This is clip number 15 from back in 2003, talking about the fact that even back then, the American military had this long-distance plan to invade Iran. Let's watch.
Right after 9/11, about 10 days after 9/11, I went through the Pentagon and I saw Secretary Rumsfeld and Deputy Secretary Wolfowitz. I went downstairs just to say hello to some of the people on the joint staff who had used to work for me. And one of the generals called me and he said, "Sir, you gotta come in. You gotta come in and talk to me a second." I said, "Well, you're too busy." He said, "No." He says, "We've made the decision. We're going to war with Iraq." This was on or about the 20th of September. I said, "We're going to war with Iraq? Why?" He said, "I don't know." He said, "I guess they don't know what else to do." So I said, "Well, did they find some information connecting Saddam to Al-Qaeda?" He said, no. He says, "There's nothing new that way. They just made the decision to go to war with Iraq." He said, "I guess it's like we don't know what to do about terrorists, but we got a good military and we can take down governments." And he said, "I guess if the only tool you have is a hammer, every problem has to look like a nail." So I came back to see him a few weeks later, and by that time we were bombing in Afghanistan. I said, "Are we still going to war with Iraq?" And he said, "Oh, it's worse than that." He said, he reached over on his desk, he picked up a piece of paper, and he said, I just got this down from upstairs, meaning the Secretary of Defense's office today, and he said, "This is a memo that describes how we're going to take out 7 countries in 5 years, starting with Iraq and then Syria, Lebanon, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and finishing off Iran."
So that's been the plan for at least the last 20 years. We're going to continue covering this into the next hour, again talking about what the latest developments are, a new aircraft carrier force, the largest aircraft carrier in our military, moving to the Eastern Mediterranean in support of Israel. Israel essentially saying they are going to invade Gaza, which is going to bring in Hezbollah. I mean, again, the dominoes are lined up. They're ready to be knocked down. If this isn't handled with extreme tact and skillfulness, this is World War III. This is the shot heard around the world. So we'll be covering that. I do want to remind you, go to InfoWarsStore.com to support everything that we do here. I know people are probably upset that Alex isn't in today on this, you know, monumentally historically important thing. There's a good reason. And like Chase said, you'll find out that reason very shortly. We are continuing to expand. We're continuing to provide coverage in only a way that InfoWars can, that is demanding peace and non-intervention and not taking sides in this strive for genocide. So I hope you can support us by going to InfoWarsStore.com, knowing that you're supporting this powerful voice, not just for free speech and the American way and just getting back to our roots of truth, justice, and all the beautiful things that our founders and forefathers left to us, but also moving into the future in a way that is peaceful for all mankind. InfoWarsStore.com is where you go to support and carry out that mission. Stay with us.
Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life? Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia? Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I want to encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next great renaissance. This is my second book, part 2 of The Great Reset and the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book. And just like the last book went to number 1, it is up to you to send us to number 1 right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. This is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now.
The InfoWars Live Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver has finally returned. To celebrate this powerful product's long-awaited homecoming, we're slashing $10 off the asking price, passing the savings on to you. Silver Bullet is the answer to Alex's extensive search for a powerful colloidal silver product that utilizes high-quality processes that has applications for both preparedness and regular use. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in a pure base of deionized water, This survival silver is the perfect fit for you and your family's routine and emergency supply. Colloidal silver is an amazing natural product that can assist your body's many healing processes. Do a deep dive, research the possibilities of colloidal silver yourself, and don't miss out on this limited time offer of $10 off. Try InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, folks, still a lot to come in today's episode of The Alex Jones Show. I'm Harrison Smith, sitting in for Alex Jones with Chase Geiser. We are, of course, talking about Israel and Palestine and the inevitable massive conflict that is boiling right now. And I want to go to a couple videos here just to lay down what we're talking about when we're talking about Gaza or when we're talking about Palestine. And, you know, going back again to the art of war, the number one rule is understand your enemy. And I think there's a total misunderstanding of the Palestinian people from a lot of commentators I've seen, probably from a lot of people in Israel as well. And in a way, I mean, whether you like what they do or not, you have to, I don't know if admire is the right word, but you have to respect the fact that these people have carried out a 75-year resistance against a massively overpowering enemy in a way that I can't imagine Americans holding on for that long. And I said this on Twitter, and somebody responded to me, you know, well, that's great for them, but they'll be dead, you know, by tonight. And I think what people don't understand is that they don't die, they become martyrs. They are happy to die if it's in the cause of battle. And it's only going to create more people willing to go out and fight. So unless you understand the mindset of the people that you're fighting, the things you're going to do, even if it defeats them militarily, is only going to empower them socially or you know, geopolitically. If you don't really at least try to, you know, see the world from your enemy's eyes, you're going to make mistakes in fighting them. And so I want to go to a video that just explains what Gaza is and why the people of Gaza really don't have a lot of options in terms of, you know, just, and we'll show another video later where somebody asks a person from Gaza, like, why don't you leave? And he's like, because I can't. Like, you don't understand. This is, for all intents and purposes, an open-air prison. And so you got a bunch of people that are they're just going to become radical. Whether you like it or not, that's the situation you're putting them in. So maybe that's a situation we need to undo. So let's go now to clip number 12, I believe. This is Gaza Explained. Let's watch.
Gaza Strip is only 25 miles long and about 5 miles wide. 2 million Palestinians live packed into this tiny space, one of the most densely populated places in the world. Half are children. Many live in refugee camps speckled throughout the besieged territory. A stunning 80% of the population relies on foreign aid. Aptly called an open-air prison, there are only two ways to leave the enclosed area. The Erez crossing into Israeli territory and the Rafah crossing, which goes to Egypt. Both are completely controlled by hostile militaries. What Israel calls a border is actually a heavily militarized perimeter fence comprised of barbed wire, surveillance networks, and lethal no-go zones. If you roam too close to the so-called no-go zone, which extends 300 meters out from the fence, Israeli forces have authorized themselves to shoot to kill. Thousands of unarmed Palestinians have been shot for violating this rule in 2018 alone. Mm. The same goes for Gaza's coastline. It is the only place in the world where you can't even flee by boat, as refugees elsewhere often do. Fishermen are restricted to only a few nautical miles from their shore. Strained past that, even by accident, you can be blown out of the water by Israeli warships. A massive seawall in the north and south, currently being extended, boxes them into their small sliver of sea. This violence is compounded by an economic blockade that imposes a chokehold of poverty on Gaza, resulting in one of the highest unemployment rates in the world, according to the World Bank. 70% of the youth are unemployed, with 52% for the general population.
So that's just a little rundown of what exactly Gaza is. And then, of course, on top of that, you have, like, gates within Gaza that prevent people from moving one from one end to the other. And if you look at this little chart, this is the human cost of the Israeli-Palestine conflict. And you see the death toll on this. And on the Palestinian side, you know, from 2008, you have 3,000 on the Palestinian side, 800 Israeli. I mean, the brunt of this conflict has been borne primarily by the Palestinians to a very, very heavy degree. As in, you know, tens of thousands versus just a few hundreds. And when you treat people like this, I mean, you have to expect that they're going to want to fight you in brutal ways. It's just inevitable.
Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life? Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia? Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I want to encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next Great Renaissance. This is my second book, part two of The Great Reset and the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book. And just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send us to number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. This is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Alex Jones Show. Second hour has begun. I am your host, Harrison Smith, sitting with my co-host, Chase Geiser, talking, of course, about Israel and Palestine, checking some late-breaking stories here. I haven't confirmed this, but a unconfirmed report is that the St. Porphyros Orthodox Church in Gaza, oldest church in the world, 1,616 years old, may have been destroyed in an Israeli airstrike. So that would be incredibly troubling if confirmed. But we're going to continue to show you some videos to help explain this situation. Again, trying to treat this with all of the gravity it deserves, Chase. And I got a call from my wife. She keeps me from going too far. You know, she just called me right before we went on the show and was just like, hey, look, I know you're going to say everything you want to say. I just want to say, you know, tread carefully. This is a really big deal. And like, that was it. And it's like, trust me. I know. Believe me. I know, you know, people are watching this. They're probably already furious at what we've had to say, despite the fact that I just want to lay out the strategic overview so we can hopefully try to contribute to a diminishing of the conflict, a cooling down of the war, a not getting America into another world war, which can only serve us badly.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
In your mind, what is the just solution?
Yeah, that's like almost an impossible question. Like, I think at this point, what I would love would be somebody like Trump. I don't know who it would be, but it would have to be, if an American president could just come in like the teacher on the schoolyard and just put his hands on both the foreheads of the kids, push them apart, and go, what do we need to do to solve this? Nobody's throwing one more punch until, you know, and I'm gonna, you know, help you to resolve this conflict and set a path towards peace. And if either one of you tries to break this peace, you're gonna be, you know, talking to me. I would love for America to use its power and its force, not to just help exact revenge on the Palestinians or help to fund the terror from the Palestinians. Like, what if we could just step in and go, I don't care about the argument you're having. Cause I really don't. I'm not a Muslim or a Jewish person. I'm not an Israeli or a Palestinian. But so I don't want to see America get involved on either side. I want to see a cessation of this conflict. However, you know, whatever that takes, I mean, you know, you're asking me literally an impossible question. Yeah. Minds better than mine have failed to solve the last 50 years.
It seems to me, and I could be mistaken, we established, well, at the beginning of the show that we're just two minds speculating, but it seems to me that the Palestinians have a legitimate grief with the Israelis, but what's really going on is the entire Middle Eastern region is using the Palestinians as a way to attack Israel. And what I mean is, we're using Ukraine as a way to attack Russia, who is officially an enemy of the United States. And I think even if we were able to establish some sort of agreement between the Palestinians and the Israelis, that we would still have an incredible amount of hostility in the Middle Eastern region against Israel, because Israel is perceived as the United States military presence in the region.
Right.
And all of those nations hate us because we bombed them so many times, we've totally toppled their governments, and we issue sanctions on them constantly because of the petrodollar.
Right.
And so I wonder if the problem actually is between Palestine and Israel so much as it is between the United States and the Middle East.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's why it gets all complicated, because everybody's a proxy of somebody else. Mm. You know, I just kept thinking about this article. This is from all the way back in December of 2021. But Trump says Netanyahu, quote, never wanted peace with the Palestinians. So Trump tried to sort of do this and come in and create a, quote, ultimate deal between the Israelis and Palestinians. And he claimed that, you know, the Palestinians were willing to make that peace, but the Israelis weren't. And Netanyahu never wanted to make peace with the Palestinians, which, you know, this would have been avoided if they could have come to some agreement. This attack, you know, against the Palestinians, or against the Israelis by the Hamas or the Palestinians, would have been much, much less likely to have occurred. So, like, I can't think that this was a good idea from Netanyahu. And again, this is where it seems to me less of, like, orchestrated, less of, like, oh, we're going to do this we're going to allow this to happen, so we have the justification to do what we want to do. It seems like arrogance. It seems like they just did not think that they had to come to the table with the Palestinians. They just thought, you know, why should we? We're the power. They're the small people. We'll do whatever we want to them. We don't need to negotiate with them. And then you have something like this, and it just, to me, it just reeks of unwarranted arrogance based on a misunderstanding of their enemy.
Yeah. Well, and with all blood feuds, you almost lose track of where it all started. Fortunately, it's fairly well documented, but there's probably just so much bitterness, I imagine, between both sides that they just want the other one dead. This is like almost like a Cain and Abel thing where somebody's just going to have to go.
Yeah, we were joking yesterday about, or I was saying, yeah, it's one of those things where I often get the question. They're like, people will just be like, so Israel-Palestine, like, what's up with that? And it's like, okay, where do you want to start? And I made the joke like, well, there was this man named Moses one time, right? Like, is that how far back you go? And then you pointed out, actually, I think it goes back to Abraham. I don't even think you're going far back enough when you get to Moses. So, I mean, it goes back and back and back. And obviously, a major aspect of this is the Al-Aqsa Mosque. So the Al-Aqsa Mosque, the Dome of the Rock, is, you know, operated by Muslims, or, you know, Muslims are allowed to pray there. And this is a sort of agreement that Israel has had since time immemorial to, they are going to be the protectors of these sacred sites. And recently they've allowed, you know, Israeli activists to go in. They've stopped Muslims from going in. I mean, they're sort of violating very long-held sacred traditions of allowing a multiplicity of religions to coexist. And this operation that the Palestinians carried out, they called Al-Aqsa Flood Operation. And part of it was that they were sort of looking ahead and going, they're about to stop us from going to Al-Aqsa. And of course, you know, a lot of Jewish traditions think that where Al-Aqsa is was the site of Solomon's temple, and they want to build a third temple because that's a prerequisite for, you know, bringing on the Messiah. So really a lot of this is centered around Al-Aqsa Mosque and some, you know, provocations there. And again, I'm not saying that, like, oh, well, they stormed the mosque, so therefore their children should be killed and their women should be kidnapped and raped. Like, and that's what's frustrating about this conversation, is because even in America, even places far removed, it's like even suggesting that, hey, let's all calm down, is treated from both sides like a call to genocide them, while they are simultaneously calling to genocide the other side. And it's like, I don't want anything to do with it. This is all horrible.
Well, that's the nice horrible thing about being a populist. I'm an America First populist, and it's not my call. I don't have to pick a side.
Yeah.
I shouldn't be involved at all, actually. It's none of my business. And frankly, most of the things that we've done in terms of foreign policy since World War II have only catalyzed hatred. There's a famous Bill Burr bit about it where he says, a butt kicking doesn't just fall out of the sky.
Right.
People just so easily accepted that we were hated in the Middle East because of our freedom, but it's because of our terrible foreign policy over the last 50 years. We have catalyzed and antagonized these people economically, socially, geographically, in terms of their energy, everything, every weakness we've exploited. And I think the world would be a better place if we just stopped screwing with other people's business.
Yeah. And again, this is the good example where we are both vociferous. We are both very outspoken critics of American foreign policy. We aren't anti-American. We don't hate America or Americans. That's our interest. That's what we love. So, you know, when we are criticizing the Israeli government, the Israeli military doing things, has nothing to do with how we feel about the Israelis on the ground. Same thing with the Palestinians and Hamas. You have to be able to distinguish the power structures making moves that are horrific and the people on the ground. But, you know, it's shocking seeing all of these apparently anti-war conservatives, I mean, literally calling for genocide, in places like Gaza. It's just, there's a disconnect here that is, I can only ascribe it to just like emotional response to the images that we're seeing that are horrible. Like, obviously they're horrible. Yeah, those images are terrible. The images that I see, you know, every couple of weeks or couple of months of Palestinian kids dying in bombings when Israel bombs them, those are also horrible. You don't make decisions based on your immediate, you know, emotional reaction to these things. You do take them into account as you try to chart a path towards peace, which is what we should all be in favor of. And we have a clip from Ron Paul that we'll go to. We have a couple more clips that we want to go to, and then we'll welcome Michael Yon. We have a big interview with Alex Jones recorded yesterday that we want to go to later.
Why do you think the globalists are desperately trying to censor everybody? Why are they attacking myself and Donald Trump and Elon Musk and everybody else? Because they can't get through this giant megalomaniacal power grab if we're here exposing them. But we're not just exposing their operation. In my new book, we give you the solutions to build a new, better world, an alternative to Klaus Schwab's You Will Eat the Bugs. This is The Great Awakening. The plan to defeat the globalist and launch the second great renaissance. It's a companion to my last book that was a number one worldwide bestseller. And this book is even thicker and even more powerful. Get your copy of The Great Awakening today at InfoWarsStore.com. Either signed as a fundraiser, and I thank you for the support, or unsigned. But whatever you do, take action now. We're fighting for you, but we can't keep on if you don't support us. So please, get the historic book now. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening at InfoWarsStore.
Don't lie down and take it. Spread the word about this broadcast. Pray for this broadcast. Support other broadcasts, please. And please financially support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Only way we operate is your funding. You are the InfoWar. You're the reason we're here. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and empower yourself and your immune system and your body and your health and your vitality with a trifecta sale, 40% off, with DNA Force Plus finally back in stock, Body's Ultimate Tumor Formula finally back in stock, and Real Red Pill finally back in stock. It's been a year since all three have been back in stock together. There's no excuse not to get them. They're so amazing together. 40% off right now when you get all three together, or 25% off individually. The trifecta sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com. The only way we fail is you don't take action. This will enrich and empower your life, and it keeps us on the air. So if you want us to keep fighting in the face of these attacks, we can't do it without you. Plus, these are great products you need. That is a total win, a 360 win. The trifecta sale. Go now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now, We have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund our Operation A360 Win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake Up America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I am Chase Geiser, filling in with Harrison Smith for the great Alex Jones, covering everything Israel and Palestine. Trump posted this morning, shortly before we got on the air, the same people that raided Israel are pouring into our once beautiful USA. Through our totally open southern border at record numbers. Are they planning an attack within our country? Crooked Joe Biden and his boss, Barack Hussein Obama, did this to us. Typical Donald Trump charm right there. But I think he's right. And I think this actually ties in a little bit to diversity, equity, and inclusion.
Right.
Because we have this situation in which we are constantly worshiping diversity as like this idol. It's what makes us strong. And really what's made America strong in the past has not been what's different about us so much as where we're the same.
Yeah.
So whether you're from Germany or Ireland or Africa or wherever you come from all over the world to immigrate to the United States, it worked when there was assimilation. They call it a melting pot because it blends into one thing and it's all the same. But this diversity thing is like this separation, this apartheid of cultures where everyone has to respect everyone else's. You have to integrate them, but you can't mix them at all because that's cultural appropriation. And so we have this situation which we're taking all these people into our country and we're forcing through diversity, equity, and inclusion that they work together, that they're in close proximity, but we're simultaneously setting up an environment that seems intentionally designed to catalyze as much hate as possible. So make them enemies and then put them as close to each other as possible. So if there ever was an awakening of a sleeper cell base, then there would be just terror on the streets, just like similar to the George Floyd protests that we saw in the looting. So yeah. I don't know. What do you think about that?
No, there have already been clashes in New York. I think in Washington DC, I mean, there are these massive protests where you've got Israelis on one side and Palestinians on the other on American soil fighting each other over something that's happening 3,000 miles away. No, we don't. Yeah. This is a lesson in the reality of so-called diversity. And again, what I am really concerned about is the domino effect that this could have if this isn't treated with the deftness that is required to avoid this spiraling into a wider conflict. And the piece that the people in power recognize, but you don't see it reflected a lot in media, is Hezbollah, which is the Lebanese resistance movement, essentially is what they call themselves. And you see sort of mention after mention from people in power. Anthony Blinken, you know, came out with a statement saying, oh, you better not open a second front as well. Don't you get involved now. You know, you're not allowed to get involved, which they could. And they're the ones sort of limiting Israel going into Gaza right now. But again, and this is sort of the takeaway I get from this. This is an inflection point of the Middle East where if Israel does not go into Gaza, that represents a power dynamic shift away from Israel towards the Arab states around them. In other words, Israel can no longer act with total impunity, being the big dog, sort of allowed to do whatever they want. They are now being limited if they allow this to happen. If they allow themselves to be limited, then that's it. I mean, they're limited from then on. They are being dictated to what they can do, what they can get away with by their enemies outside their borders. They cannot stomach that. But if they enter Gaza and defy those limitations, then they're opening themselves up to massive attack from Hezbollah. And you saw what Hamas was able to achieve with a much smaller, much less capable force than exists in Hezbollah. And it's not going to be good. Then Iran gets involved. And again, I want to remind people that we have American bases in the Middle East right now that are sitting ducks. And if we get involved and we, you know, and Russia has said that if we get involved against Hezbollah, you know, if America gets involved against Hezbollah, they're giving the green light to Syria and Iran to attack American bases in the Middle East. So the question Americans have to ask ourselves is it worth spending the lives of American servicemen to basically maintain the status quo? And how long can that go on? And is the status quo even something worth defending? I mean, I personally don't want to spend a single life to guarantee that Gaza remain a 2 million person open air prison. I really think you got to give the Palestinians rights. I mean, they have no rights at this point. They have no human rights. At this point, they don't even have food and water. In fact, maybe we should go to that clip here. The headline is that the defense secretary, the defense minister of Israel, has ordered a total blockade of Gaza, and they are limiting. And well, I'll just go to the video. You'll hear it here. Clip number 9. This is the Israeli defense minister this morning. He says, "We are imposing a complete siege on Gaza. There will be no electricity, no food, no water, no fuel. Everything will be closed. We are fighting against human animals, and we are acting accordingly." I mean, I just, you know, God bless the Israeli people, but I'm not on that dude's side. I'm not in favor of what that guy is just, not just suggesting, but implementing now. A total blockade, cutting off food, water, and electricity from 2 million people, and they expect it to go well? They expect the people just to die? Like, what?
Right. And I appreciate your perspective. You see a people provoked.
Yeah.
But then I look at how they responded, and it was like such an overcompensation.
Of course.
And I think that it's something that we just tend to do as people psychologically, whether as individuals or as societies altogether, is whenever there's a problem, we tend to overcompensate for it. It's like getting in the shower. When the water's too cold, you're like, oh, I'm freezing, and you swish it, and, you know, and all of a sudden you're burning, and you have to kind of go back and forth until you find that perfect temperature. And as much as I understand the appreciation and appreciate the hell that the Palestinians have been through, what does a German dancer have to do with it?
Right.
That makes me sick. And it makes me sick to see children bombed. Don't get me wrong, but when you're going over intentionally grabbing civilians and then pulling them back and then celebrating and showing your kids that you're raping and murdering these people in front of your little kids. I mean, you and I have kids similar age. I can't imagine doing something like that in front of my kids, man. There's a certain level of just lost conscience at this point. The hatred is just totally covered.
Yeah, no, it is one of those things where it's like I want to be on the Palestinian side, but then you see them do that and it's just like, you know, the reason I like to support the underdog basically, and you see all these images of Israelis, you know, whether it's the colonies, the settler camps or the settler buildings that they clear people out of. It's like, all right, I don't like that because I don't like the innocent people getting taken advantage of. I don't like the innocent people getting hurt. So then when the Palestinians go and hurt innocent people, it's like, well, this is what I'm against. So why are you doing it? Now I'm against you doing it. I mean, it's an impossible situation. And again, maybe the silver lining of this is like, we can go, hey, let's never let this happen again. And what does that take? Maybe it means lessening some of the restrictions on Gaza. Maybe doubling down on this is not the right response, because maybe that's just going to radicalize and create more extremists in Gaza. Like, what? It's inevitable, basically. You've got these 2 million people out there, you know, I mean, they're cutting off their electricity, you're cutting off their food. What do they think is going to happen? They don't have anywhere to go. They can't just flee. They're supposed to die. They're going to fight back. They're obviously going to fight back. That's the human reaction. You can't treat these people like animals. They're not animals. They're going to act like humans. They're going to be humans. They're going to have the human response, which is to fight back and do the things to your enemies that they've done to you, even if it's brutal and horrific and to children and women. That's what they're going to do. So no matter how you feel about it, that's the reality. You have to treat this as it is, and not in some fantasy world where you can do whatever you want and they have to die.
Last year, we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we've put part 2 out, and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second great renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of the society we could build together. That's why it's The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now. Last year, we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we've put part two out, and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second great renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of the society we could build together. That's why it's The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
Omega-3 fatty acids are needed for optimal strength, and they can only be obtained through diet. They can be found in grass-fed beef, which is why the ruling class is trying to ban it. And they can be found in fish, which are arguably the best source of omega-3s. But the problem today is finding fish without a high mercury content. Your best option is our Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. Omega-3 fatty acids are essential for both our neurological and cardiovascular systems, our brain and our heart. They improve mood, mental clarity, and immune function. Get your essential omega-3 fatty acids from the best sources available. Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil. Get some today at InfoWarsStore.com.
A lot of people have asked me, why is InfoWars Store and InfoWars Life not had a probiotic for more than 3 years? The answer is simple. We only bring you the highest quality to lowest prices. We had a top maker, top certified of probiotics for more than 7 years. They got bought by a libtard company and said, we're not doing business with you, Mr. Jones, anymore. Finally, we got a probiotic just as good or better with a top lab that loves our show. We're able to private label it under InfoWars MD as our probiotic formula. So you can get a super high quality probiotic for amazing gut health and more at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off right now. Now, wherever you get your probiotics is something everybody should be doing, but I'm asking you to try our probiotic. I think you're going to have an amazing effect, and it funds our entire operation. So get your InfoWars MD probiotic today at InfoWarsStore.com. It's a high quality formula, and it keeps us on the air. Take action now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
On March 20th, 2003, the United States invaded Iraq. Exactly 1 year before the invasion, Alex Jones predicted it.
So now everybody's going, wow, it really was the Iraqis. That's just because they're getting ready to invade Iraq. What a beautiful setup.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
Back to the Alex Jones Show. I am Chase Geiser filling in with Harrison Smith for the great Alex Jones, who seems to always be right. Before we get started diving into the news and with our special guest this segment, let's talk a little bit about Vitamin Mineral Fusion, which is back at 25% off. I highly recommend any of the products in our store. I was not a supplement person at all before I started working here, but asked around and was surprised to find out that it actually is true that many, if not all, of the crew takes at least one or two of the products. And I started using BrainForce Plus. I started using TurboForce Plus, and they really do work. I know that Vitamin Mineral Fusion is designed to sort of lay a foundation for our vitamin mineral health, which can actually help the other products in the store perform even better for you. So it is 25% off. I think the Trifecta Pack is also still on sale at 40% off. So it would be a great time to get those products and pair them with this Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com. What's on your mind, Harrison?
Well, we're gonna welcome Michael Yon to the program now. He is a journalist. I don't know if calling you a war correspondent is the right answer, but you've been to a lot of conflict zones. You've been doing incredible work at the southern border, but you have a lot of insight into the situation in the Middle East. So I'm very happy to welcome to the show now, Mr. Michael Yon. Welcome to the show, Michael.
Thanks for having me on. I'm in Panama right now, back in the Darien Gap. I just left the Darien Gap this morning. This is Highway 1, the Pan-American Highway. It's going to be completed to Colombia at some point. They're building a bridge now down near Yavita, Panama. I've been down in Darien Gap where I've spent, I don't know, maybe 6 months since Biden was installed, because this one lane you see right here is a two-lane highway. This one lane right beside me is the lane that goes to the United States. And this is the lane where 3,000 to 5,000 aliens per day head up in buses. They're probably passing while I'm on with you. But now the presence of Costa Rica and Panama were just together on the 6th of October, so just a few days ago. They were down in Las Blancas camp where I was just at, actually. And they announced that they're going to go from about 60 buses per day, so from about 5 dozen buses per day. And those buses fit about roughly 50 people per bus, depending on how many children and that sort of thing. They're going to go from 60 to 5 dozen to about 200 per day, so on the average day, right? They're building camps out in the Darien Gap right now. Again, I've been out here a lot. I'm very familiar with the Darien Gap, the crossing between Colombia and Panama. This is the pathway for the world to get to the United States. That's why I spend so much time here. This is vital terrain. This is the terrain from which, if you can get your feet anywhere in South America, then you just work yourself up to Colombia and then go through the Darien Gap, and then you get in a bus. Now, the presidents of Panama and Costa Rica made a decision recently, but they announced it on the 6th of October that they're going to start allowing these buses that come up from Darien Gap, that'll be going right by me probably while we're talking, up to Costa Rica. They used to stop there even 2 days ago. They would stop at the Costa Rican border. The aliens would be stuck there for a while.
Hey, Michael, I'm sorry, I gotta jump in. We're having a lot of trouble hearing you. It's the audio is not great, so we can reconnect with you. Our producers are working behind the scenes to get a better connection, because I just want people to be able to hear what you're saying. It's important information, and if we can't get it clearly, then you know we need to fix that. So we're gonna reconnect with Michael Yon here in just a second. We do have some other videos to go to in the meantime. And some other stories to cover. The latest that we're hearing is that it may very well be tonight that the ground operation in Gaza kicks off. Again, this would be the start of the domino effect. If they enter Gaza, Hezbollah has said that they will enter into a war stance with Israel from the north, opening up two fronts in an already overstretched Israel. Israel's in a very, very bad situation right now. The U.S. has sent a carrier strike group there for Israeli support. We've promised basically unconditional support for Israel in terms of military supplies, but have essentially said that we're not going to get actively involved. However, you've got people like Lindsey Graham saying that if Hezbollah attacks, then we'll have to get into this, which then brings Iran and Syria in. Then it's World War III. As we've been explaining on InfoWars for the last several years, these are the fault lines being drawn. It's Russia, China, Iran, Syria, like that whole block versus Israel, America, the puppet regime in Ukraine, and NATO. And it's scary how there is no, like, when you really play it out in your mind, there's no downside to war for the globalists. There's no downside to war for the New World Order. It gives them everything they want faster and more conveniently than they would get it otherwise. This is Breaking Mario Nawfall on Twitter, who's keeping pretty rapid, you know, up to date on this conflict. He says, Israeli Home Front Command asks Israelis to prepare for 3-day stay in safe rooms. In light of the development of the fighting in various sectors, you must prepare equipment that will allow you and your family to stay safe in rooms for up to 72 hours. Pretty horrifying message to get from your government. And of course,
Israel, we're going to bomb you, so stay inside.
They're telling the Israelis to stay inside, right? So, man, it is rapidly spiraling out of control. You have interesting international aspects to this. The Arab League chief has gone to Moscow to talk with the Russian foreign minister about what's going on in Israel. You have some countries suggesting that, we de-escalate here. Egypt warns of consequences of escalation in Israel. Turkey's Erdogan calls for restraint as well. So it seems like a lot of countries around the world are going, hey, this is a, you know, tinderbox you're playing with here. Let's not burn the earth down in a response to a horrific, but at this point, overt terrorist attack against the people of Israel.
Absolutely. I did find it very interesting that Israel expected a stronger condemnation of Hamas from China. The Beijing embassy official says here in this Reuters article, sort of crickets from China on this is pretty interesting and sort of supports the theory that China's pushing Iran, which is pushing Palestine, to sort of do this in the hopes of reducing any sort of military capabilities in Israel or in the region as a whole through Israel. But again, man, I don't want to take either side. I'm an American. Mm. And I know that we have this petrodollar and we have this currency and there's all sorts of complicated dynamics happening in the region. But it just goes to show, if we would have had honest money from the beginning, if we would have stayed on a gold standard, not put in fractional reserve banking, not gotten so involved in all of these conflicts and regions, then we wouldn't be in this position. Like, right. If the theory is true that this is about protecting the sanctity of the petrodollar, which it may very well not be, but if that is true, then this is just another example of unintentional blowback or consequences of doing shady stuff that doesn't really add up and kicking the can down the road and expanding debt continuously.
Yeah, and it's one of those things that it's like, obviously the people on the ground, like the people in Israel who, you know, are hiding in safe rooms right now, they don't really care about the petrodollar, right? That's not there. That's not why they're calling for certain things. But the people who are running the world and really making the decisions, that is likely on the forefront of their mind. So it looks like we've reconnected with Michael Yon. Michael, we had some trouble hearing you there. You're there in the Darien Gap. Trump put out a tweet saying that he was worried that essentially there are going to be sleeper cells of Hamas or really anybody inside America ready to launch similar attacks we saw in Israel. I mean, that a very similar thing could be orchestrated here in America with the influx of foreigners, totally unvetted. We don't know where they're from. We don't know who they are, but we are giving them plane tickets farther into the country. How does the immigration crisis play into what we're seeing unfold in the Middle East right now?
Right. Actually, I just left Darien Gap a few hours ago, and now I'm up on Highway 1. This is the highway that Darien Gap and goes up through Costa Rica and Nicaragua and eventually to the United States. Now, how does this play in? I see people from Gaza coming through all the time. I talk with them out in the jungle. I mean, I'll ask, you know, people where they're from. I meet Afghans all the time, every single day. I meet tons of Chinese every single day, mostly Venezuelans coming in. But now we've got 3,000 to 5,000 people coming in per day. Tons of Arabs. I don't even know how many. You can't keep track. It's just the human waves coming in, and it's increasing. Right now, as we speak, they're making 2 new camps out in the jungle. We were just out there yesterday, got more drone footage. One of the camps is about 60 to 80 acres now. They're still cutting it down. This is deep in the jungle, and this will be big enough for at least 15,000 new aliens per day, top the current capacity that they already have, which is 3,000 to 5,000. So that's another 15,000 per day. And then there's another camp that they're building right now as well. So don't be surprised. I'm being very conservative to say that by January or so, expect 10,000 per day coming just out of the Darien Gap. That doesn't include other feeders coming through, like many people fly to El Salvador first, or Honduras, or Mexico City, or Cancun, or they come through the Canadian border. Others are coming up on Jupiter Beach in Florida, you know, and other places in Florida. And many are coming in with this BBP1 app. In other words, they're flying in directly from places like Guatemala. They're flying in from Colombia. They're flying in all over the United States. So we're being flooded with millions of people. Millions. I'm talking, I don't even know how many. Nobody knows. Nobody actually knows at this point. Maybe the Border Patrol, I talked with a are saying that nobody knows, and most of the Border Patrol are not even on the border right now. They're in the in-processing facilities. They're in the in-processing facilities basically rubber stamping everybody to come in. So how many Hamas are coming in? I don't know, but we see protests around the United States now by Hamas, Australia as well. This is normal. There's going to be massive terrorism in the United States. There already has been. We see the look, Sweden's gone, right? I was just in Luxembourg last year. It's about 50% migrants now. I didn't say 1.5. I said 5.0, right? It's gone. Luxembourg's gone. When I was in Luxembourg the first time, when I was in the army, it was the jewel of Europe. It was beautiful. It was a place where the children could play outside at midnight. Now you don't want to, it wouldn't take your family there in broad daylight in downtown Luxembourg City. It's quite dangerous now. It's completely compromised, as is most of Europe. It's going that direction. Of course, not Poland, not Hungary, not Czech Republic, Slovakia. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, we know that the migrant crisis, at least as it exists in Europe, is a consequence of our involvement in the Middle East in the first place. Again, we're going to have to reconnect with Michael. I'm so sorry. We're having a lot of trouble reconnecting. We'll do it over the phone line, and that will make it easier, and we'll be able to hear you more clearly. And again, you have to wonder how this spirals out of control, because that is another aspect of this, that you have massive populations in America, in Western Europe, that you can see all the videos from yesterday and even today. People waving the Palestinian flag, you know, driving around honking and, you know, celebrating over this. These are potential, you know, hostile forces that we've imported in here. And then you get into the number of Chinese people that have entered into America. And it's like, while we are completely lax in allowing our own country to be literally invaded by millions of people, we are hyper concerned about what goes on in Ukraine and Israel. And when Donald Trump wants $3 billion to build the wall, we have to shut down the government and have debates and make arguments, and it doesn't happen. And so we have to invoke obscure military funding rules to try to get it done. And then, you know, Israel gets attacked on Saturday. By Sunday, they've got a $6 billion check coming their way. And that's what is almost most frustrating to me about the American government as a whole. We are choosing these problems. We are deciding to have these problems exist. They are all imminently solvable. We are so powerful. We are so capable as a country. It is our leadership and our government that is willfully subjecting us to invasion, restriction, collapse as a whole. It's infuriating, and it just emphasizes how infuriating that is when you see how capable we are at intervening for the sake of another country like Israel or Ukraine.
How many mistakes can Joe Biden make before we realize that it's not just because he's a blithering idiot, but it's actually straight up treason? Like, look at all the things that have happened since the Biden administration, not even counting the things that happened while he was the vice president with Hunter Biden and the laptop. We've had Ukraine invaded. We've had billions upon billions of our own dollars go straight to that war for no obvious or apparent reason. We have Israel, which is supposed to be our ally as a nation, being attacked, and we're surprised about it. Our intelligence community didn't catch it. Their intelligence community allegedly didn't catch it. We've got China moving. We've got Iran pushing. The collapse of Afghanistan, which was atrocious. And then we've got Taiwan being surrounded by China. Literally everything that could go wrong is going wrong. Inflation's through the roof, and our border is wide open. For no apparent reason either, the only people that they're deporting are the Venezuelans, who are the right-wing or right-leaning ones, and probably the only ones that are actually eligible for asylum.
Right. So, well, them and German families that homeschool their children, they're also getting deported.
I honestly think this is all on purpose. I wonder if he just took a bribe from China to sell us out, to let the whole country fall apart at this point.
You know, at a certain point, it does not matter whether it is malice or stupidity, because we're paying the price for it regardless. again, very, very dangerous situation we find ourselves in. We are monitoring some of the latest breaking news. They have called in 300,000 reservists to Israel. You've got the Israeli government telling their own people, get underground for 3 days while we take care of this. You've got a bizarre sort of occurrence where you have some Israeli citizens in places like America going back to Israel to fight, while meanwhile you have, you know, video after video of mass numbers of people fleeing to the airport in Israel trying to get out of the country before this conflict happens. 9 Americans have been killed in this event, and, you know, it only promises to accelerate moving forward. Again, we can get into some of the, you know, international aspects of this as we move forward. I do understand we are back with Michael Yon, third time's a charm. We'll have the connection be decent this time. Michael, thank you for calling in. I'm sorry you keep getting cut off. I guess that's the price you have to pay for being on the ground and in some of these conflict zones. Not the best internet connection, but hopefully we can establish a better connection now. Thank you again for working with us, Michael.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I've got a Starlink here, but it's not working, so we're on the phone. And so in any case, yeah, you know, the so-called border crisis that Europe is having is similar to the border crisis in Israel and Ukraine. That's what kind of border crisis this is. This is straight-up war, right? This is not a border crisis. That's a mischaracterization. This is a war. We're being invaded. We're being invaded by millions per year into the United States. And right now, again, I see people from Gaza coming through Darien Gap constantly, right? They're all over the United States now, right? And they have been for years. And, you know, we see the reports, by the way, coming from Israel. And by the way, as I was just leaving the Darien Gap this morning, a friend told me that a couple of weeks ago, I haven't been able to check this out because I've been in the Darien Gap today, that you know, we issued visa-free travel for Israelis a couple of weeks ago. Somebody needs a fact check that, if that's true. It's a good reliable source, but it needs to be checked. I've been, again, I just left the gap. That would be quite interesting timing. In any case, these are free travel to the United States, because I said, you know, with this war in Israel, we're going to start seeing Israelis come through the Darien Gap. And he said, no, they just, you know, offered visa free travel a couple of weeks ago in Syria. Right. So in any case, yeah, so right now, yeah, so please check that out. It's a reliable source. But again, I just left the jungle. But at the same time, the people who are coming in are from all over the world. Afghanistan, tons of Chinese, of course, 3,000 to 5,000 a day. That number is clearly going to go up to at least 10,000. Right now is rainy season, by the way. So the jungle is very muddy right now. It's very difficult to get through. But by January, it should be dry. And that's when, even though this is rainy season, and normally in rainy season the numbers decrease, the numbers have been increasing month after month. In August, the Panamanian government told me 82,000 came through the Darien Gap in August, right? That was August of 2023. In September, I don't have the numbers yet, but I think those numbers are going to be close to 100,000 based on what I'm seeing down here. And I think the numbers now in October will be some number far greater than 100,000. And by January, I would be surprised if it's less than 300,000 per month.
So I've you know, sort of prognosticated for years that when we see World War III, it's going to be less of states versus states and more of what looks like a worldwide civil war, where you're going to have populations within countries fighting the leadership of that country. You're going to have migrants fighting the natives of those countries. I mean, it really seems like when World War III breaks out, which almost seems like an inevitability at this point, it's not going to be, like I just said, you know, big blocks of states fighting against one another. That'll be an aspect of it. But you'll also have this very scary, you know, reality of having massive foreign populations within Western countries suddenly acting as enemy reserves, you know, behind enemy lines. That is a very distinct possibility, is it not?
Well, it's exactly what's happening. That's not even a possibility. That's what they say they're doing, right? I mean, this is straight up right in everybody's face. They're not hiding it at all. And, you know, Alex has been talking about this for years. Well, here it comes, and it's here. And you see right now, you know, old school war is usually population against population, right? It's this tribe against that. It's Hutus versus Tutsis. It's, you know, it's Chinese, Han Chinese against Uyghurs, you know, it's that sort of thing. And that's, of course, what's happening in Israel right now. You see these reports, by the way, of American citizens being killed in Israel. Well, they might be being killed by other American citizens, because many American citizens are Hamas. many American citizens are Israeli Jews or Israeli Arabs, Israeli Muslims. You know what I mean? It's not like this is for those who've been to Israel. You know exactly what I'm talking about. There are a lot of Hamas who are American citizens. It literally could be Americans killing Americans over there. I have no idea. But the bottom line is that's a people versus people war. And there are obviously nation states involved, such as Iran, of course, and many others, and in the United States as well. And so, you know, Israel, obviously, serious times ahead, and I expect more diaspora to come to the United States. You know, it's just a matter of, you know, getting on the airplanes and getting to the United States.
Let me ask you this, Michael, since you are sort of a war correspondent, at least you have experience in these, you know, conflict areas, what are we potentially missing from the reporting that we're seeing? Like, if you're on the ground reporting on something, and then, you know, that night you go and check the headlines, you go, how is nobody mentioning this? Like, what do we miss as people who are relying on the mainstream media for a lot of cases, or at least big media companies? We're relying on them to see what's happening. For the people on the ground, what do you think they're seeing that we're not seeing, even if it's speculative or just vague? Like, what do the American people miss by not actually having eyes on the ground there in Gaza reporting in real time? What is just an example of something that we may be blind to and not even know that we're blind to?
Well, I'm not in Israel at the moment. I'm down right in Panama, and I left the Darien Gap just hours ago, right? So this is part of that war. This is not, you know, there's all these separate wars that are all connected, though.
Right.
And this is the invasion that's going on through here. There's a specific reason why I'm here, obviously, because that traffic you hear behind me is Highway 1 going straight to the United States. This is the invasion force. And so now look what's happened to Israel, right? And by the way, everybody acting surprised about what's happening in Israel. How can you be surprised? It's almost embarrassing to say you're surprised. Hamas has been saying they're going to do this for years. They've been building tunnels for years. They've been buying rockets. The United States is giving them billions of dollars. And they've clearly stated their intent. And now, you know, they're suddenly doing it. Surprise. How can anybody be surprised by this? And it was just the enemy will generally, an enemy like that anyway, like CCP or Hamas or all these various groups, they will tend to tell you what they're going to do. Hitler wrote Mein Kampf. Mao said exactly what he was going to do. Pol Pot said what he was going to do. You know, they say what they're going to do, and then they execute. And you see the World Economic Forum now is saying that they're going to cause the migration of 1.2 billion people. It is unfolding. That's why I'm here beside Highway 1 in Panama, because this is a major invasion route to the United States. And if the United States is gone, Israel's just dead, period. That's why I'm focused on this. If we die, Israel's dead anyway.
Man,
this is the main battlefield. I am on the main front. Is this right here?
Exactly.
The Darien Gap is the main invasion front.
Now, talk about a multi-front war. I mean, it's like every street in every city is going to be a front of World War III once it really kicks off. And I think you're exactly right. Thank you so much for Michael Yon reporting live from the Darien Gap there down in Panama. If the crew could bring up that last statement, this is sort of a horrifying development. A spokesperson for Hamas says he regrets to announce that from now on, they will start executing civilian hostages they took from Israel on live TV for every IDF airstrike that hit civilians in Gaza. A horrifying and brutal development. More on the other side. Stay with us.
Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life? Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia? Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I want to encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next great renaissance. This is my second book, part two of the Great Reset and the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book. And just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send us to number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. This is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now. I didn't realize this was back this week. I thought it was next week. I come in this morning. It's back in the warehouse, ready to roll. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. And the first thing I did was pop one of these bad boys. Overhead shot, please. Look how full this model is. Right to the top, folks. Right to the top with these 95% curcuminoids. Again, most turmeric formulas are 5%, some are maybe 10. The other strongest brands are 75%. This is 95%. Super concentrated. So like taking one pill is like taking 10 of the average pill. It's that powerful. Or more. So they're available at InfoWarsStore.com. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Sold out for almost 8 months. Back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Or 888-253-3139.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
What's happening right now is truly biblical. I mean, it feels like the culmination of so many various events. Russia is accelerating its counteroffensive in Donbas as it continues to establish control of the eastern part of Ukraine. And in many cases, you could argue that this is almost like Russia's opening up a second front. Not that Russia coordinated this, or, I mean, they may have had some foreknowledge, but I think the war in Ukraine might be taking a backseat to what's happening in the Middle East, which may mean that, you know, if we only have a certain amount of money and weapons to send, it's going to Israel, not to Ukraine. We may see a peace settlement in Ukraine before too long. That's just my guess, looking at the geopolitical chessboard here. By the way, this is the third hour of the American, it's not the American Journal. That's the show I host in the morning. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Harrison Smith. I usually host the American Journal, the InfoWars morning show. Chase Geiser is sitting in with me, co-hosting the Alex Jones Show today as we deal with this truly biblical turn of events. And I mean, we haven't even gotten in. We touched a little bit on the idea of the third temple. Rebuilding it, Al-Aqsa Mosque, that most of this is actually sort of centered on, with some of the Israeli, well, what the Palestinians call Israeli abuses, Israeli sort of breaking their agreement to allow use of the Al-Aqsa Mosque for the Muslims that live there and in Palestine. The building of the Third Temple that would bring about what some people think is the Antichrist, other people think would be the Messiah. On top of that, you have these prophecies from Revelations about the Euphrates going dry. Well, Euphrates is dry for the first time in history. I mean, it's like prophecies are being fulfilled here, Chase. We are in a biblical time period, a period of biblical importance. Do you think what do you think's going on? Do you think there's people just using the Bible and the world's religions to achieve, you know, very mundane or temporal victories here on earth, or do you think there's something to the spiritual aspect of all of this?
I've got a couple opinions about that. First thing is, I really take to heart the passage that the end will come like a thief in the night. I don't think anybody knows when it's going to happen. You can analyze the Bible all you want, try to study the numbers, try to line up the dates, read the verses, but nobody's really going to know. There's going to be major surprise, I think, when the rapture happens.
A lot of people are saying that this conflict may start to blow up, may start to get really big. And I mean, the idea is that the Antichrist will come as a peacemaker. So somebody, if you start seeing like a politician that you weren't really aware of before, and both sides are really into him, and he comes as a peacemaker to settle this, this conflict, you know, a lot of people looking for the rapture, you know, are looking for somebody like that to emerge and create peace in this area in the setup to becoming the Antichrist.
Yeah, I'm more concerned about what is more obviously going to happen than I struggle with the Bible. I think that the Revelations is designed to make sense in hindsight, not designed to really help you understand what's going to happen. I think it's going to be like a you were wrong the whole time situation.
Okay, right.
To those who weren't believers, to those who condemned, and they're going to look and it's going to be like an enlightenment. But I think what I'm concerned about in the next 90 days is like Taiwan being invaded, because if we do get involved in a ground conflict to protect our interests in Israel, and there is a major war between several different nations occurring in the region again, that'd be the perfect time for Taiwan to get seized, because you can't fight a war on two fronts. You can't fight the enemy on two fronts. It's another rule of war. So I think we're seeing a total shift in the geopolitical landscape, and I would not be surprised if it doesn't measure up to the likes of the end of World War I or the end of World War II. Regardless of whether it even culminates in a world war, I think we're going to see major shifts in how things are going.
Yeah, I mean, we already are, and again, it's I got to be honest, I don't know how Israel gets out of this. What's this? Israel warns the U.S. will join if Hezbollah joins. IDF will destroy Damascus, target Syrian President Assad if Hezbollah joins war. U.S. warships will support Israel in war. Message relayed via France. Folks, the warmongers are on the march. They're salivating. They are desperate to get fully involved in places where up till now we have had just very, very subtle influence. I don't know. How many Americans are we willing to die so that Israel can keep their open-air prison going?
Why do you think the globalists are desperately trying to censor everybody? Why are they attacking myself and Donald Trump and Elon Musk and everybody else? Because they can't get through this giant megalomaniacal power grab if we're here exposing them. But we're not just exposing their operation. In my new book, we give you the solutions to build a new, better world, an alternative to Klaus Schwab's You Will Eat the Bugs. This is The Great Awakening. The plan to defeat the globalist and launch the second great renaissance. It's a companion to my last book that was a number one worldwide bestseller. And this book is even thicker and even more powerful. Get your copy of The Great Awakening today at InfoWarsStore.com. Either signed as a fundraiser, and I thank you for the support, or unsigned. But whatever you do, take action now. We're fighting for you, but we can't keep on if you don't support us. So please, get the historic book now. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening at InfoWarsStore.
Listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I am Chase Geiser filling in with Harrison Smith for the great Alex Jones, covering this historical moment. We seem to be on the verge of World War III over the conflict occurring right now between the Palestinians and Israel, which isn't seemingly actually just between the Palestinians and Israel, but certainly rooted. Iran leader uses X to hail Hamas terror attack that killed 1,000 plus people, but Alex Jones is still banned. Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, the supreme leader of Iran and puppeteer behind Hamas, took to X to celebrate the terrorist group's assault on Israel that resulted in 1,000 dead. Meanwhile, InfoWars founder Alex Jones is still banned from the platform. Quote, the Zionist regime is dying. Hashtag Palestine. He even used a hashtag. The leader on his official X account wrote last Wednesday, 2 days before the Hamas surprise invasion of Israel. So you can call for a genocide, you can call for the attack and the death of innocent people, and that's no problem on X, formerly Twitter, but Alex Jones is too much of a hate speaker for the platform.
Yeah, well, he bullied a CNN journalist, so he has to go.
Yeah, exactly. Meanwhile, Israel launches the biggest ever deployment with 300K called up, tanks gathering, and jets smashing bases for Gaza invasion. It looks like this is going to be full scale, so do you think that Hezbollah is bluffing and they just said that as a deterrent, or
no,
it's gonna happen?
I think it's gonna happen. I mean, the statement that we read there at the very end that the crew pulled up is like almost a worst case scenario for me. I mean, again, what it says, Israel warns the U.S. will join if Hezbollah joins. It says IDF will destroy Damascus, target Syrian President Assad if Hezbollah joins war. U.S. warships will support Israel in war. So they're saying that it'll be tonight or within the next 24 to 48 hours that they will be launching a ground invasion into Gaza. Hezbollah has said that's a red line. Lindsey Graham has said that if Hezbollah gets into it, then so will America. But again, I mean, none of this makes any sense. Our bases in the Middle East will be targeted like they've never been before. It will be hundreds of American servicemen dead. And you have to ask, why and for what? Is that going to prevent another Gaza incursion into Israel? I don't think so. Even if it did, would that be worth it for America to sacrifice God knows how many soldiers and open up to a wider war, people behind, you know, here in our country that have crossed over illegally, that may be, you know, operatives waiting for a signal to launch their own attacks. I mean, what are we fighting for here? What is the, is it revenge? Is it vengeance? Is it to teach the Palestinians a lesson? Like, I don't get what we would be fighting for here. We are not at risk from this conflict. We are not yet, right? We will be if we get into this war. It's just, are we really about to start another one of these? And, you know, so the IDF says they'll destroy Damascus and target President Assad. I mean, they're already bombing Damascus on a weekly basis. So, I mean, that's not particularly new. I guess they can up it even more. But this is just another, like, okay, so if they invade Gaza, Hezbollah attacks them, so then they attack Damascus, so then America is getting in. I mean,
like World War One, that's how it started. One thing led to another, and then everybody was at war.
Right. So if you could go back in time and talk to the leaders of, you know, before World War One, and show them the millions of people dead, the totally pointless conflict, the horror upon horror that brought that about, would they think that was worth it? Would they think that this was a good thing, that they did that and it was right and good and they upheld the honor of their country? Or would they say, nothing is worth this, why don't we just come to a negotiated agreement? I mean, I see nothing but murder, chaos, madness, destruction, and a total reorganization of the world's economies in lines of the Great Reset. Hamas official says open to discussions over truth with Israel. Statement has come through back channels verified by many sources. They say they're open to discussions with Israel regarding the pacification. But again, we have the story from December of 2021. Trump says Netanyahu never wanted peace with the Palestinians. The Palestinians, apparently, I mean, according to the people involved,
they're asking for peace talks.
Yeah,
but 2 days ago they were slaughtering a bunch of innocent people.
Well, that's how it works, right?
They think was going to happen?
Well, they have a bunch of you know, hostages right now that are a bargaining chip that they can use. I mean, they don't want they don't want to go back to the status quo. They don't want this to be a flash in the pan and then they just return to their previous arrangement, because the previous arrangement is intolerable to the people who are subjected to it. So, I mean, unless we're willing to fight for the right of Israel to, you know, keep Gaza as an open air prison, like, I don't know what else we'd be fighting for, unless you think that any form of peace whatsoever is therefore tantamount to, like, killing all the Jews in Israel, which is how I see a lot of the rhetoric going, which is why it's so frustrating. It's literally, if you're just like, hey, you know, the Palestinians have sort of been hurting a lot over the last little while, the response you get is like, so all the Israelis should die, all the Jews in the world should die. And it's like, is this a healthy adult way to discuss a geopolitical situation, or is this hysteria on both sides leading towards an inevitable genocide on one side or the other? Are we really not capable of finding a way that avoids total death of one group or another? Is that really beyond our capabilities at this point?
Well, we were talking the other day about how our culture is so consumed with the idea, or psychologically installed with the idea, that everything is good versus evil.
Right.
Hollywood,
it's like Hollywood,
Christianity,
yeah.
It's very Western to think in terms of things as good versus evil, or good versus bad. It even goes all the way back to Plato's Republic with the concept of eudaimonia, the good life. What is a good life? What is a bad life? But oftentimes, it's just bad versus bad.
Mm. Yeah, there is no winner on this. And again, I see so many people online saying the most vicious, I mean, literally just being like, when I wake up in the morning, Gaza better be a pile of rubble. And it's like, what is wrong? Like, why would you want that? I get, like, yeah, they attacked your people. That's bad. But how did you get in this situation in the first place? And is this not just a continuation of the policy that has led to this horrific outcome? Can we not intervene to stop this outbreak? I mean, that's the craziest part. We are currently, right now, as we're talking, in the few hours of all of humanity, of the thousands of years of human history, the next few hours will determine whether a monumental World War One level catastrophe that destroys the world as we know it will occur, or whether we can find a way around it. I mean, that really
I'd be getting a water filter and some Life Select. Seriously.
Yeah, but
now
no
is
joke.
The time to get that.
Seriously.
Absolutely. I feel peace of mind that I have it. Infowarsstore.com, Life Select. I have 3 months worth stored at my house. In case of emergencies, now would be a time better than ever, I think, to get stuff like that.
completely insane. And every new update brings us seemingly closer to that inevitability. Again, we are we killed armed militants from Lebanon earlier today. So, I mean, and that's one of the things about the troop movements in Israel. They're moving a lot of troops to the south in preparation for a ground invasion in Gaza. But even more troops are moving to the north because they expect the Hezbollah offensive to begin at some point. And look, Gaza, compared to Hezbollah, Hezbollah has all the weapons.
Are they talking about pacification if Hezbollah is about ready to come in and mow down? That was very confusing to me.
I mean, I don't know. I think I honestly don't see how Israel gets out of this. I don't know. I don't know how Israel succeeds in this without America being full force involved and like actually destroying Iran and Syria. And I mean, I don't know, what Israel's play is here. They really are between a rock and a hard place. And, you know, maybe just not pushing it further is the best way to go.
I think Iran's already a nuclear power too, which is a concern. I know that that's not the public opinion, but
oh man, and nukes, that's a whole nother issue. My God. I mean, hopefully we've brought some clarity to this situation. We are actually going to, oh my God, and now there's more, 4 Hezbollah members killed. It was only a few minutes ago. A number of launches from Lebanon territory towards Israel territory were detected. Folks, that's about going to be it for Chase and I. Chase will actually be hosting American Journal tomorrow. I'll be hosting War Room because we are having to do this musical chairs. Everybody hosting everybody else's show because they're sending some of us to prison. Alex Jones is on a secret mission, but hopefully you can support us at InfoWarsStore.com. An exclusive Alex Jones interview will be played for the duration of his show. Thank you so much for being with us.
Bodies is back. The ultimate turmeric product on the market has returned to InfoWarsStore.com and is now 25% off for a limited time. Utilized for thousands of years, turmeric is one of the most studied medicinal herbs today. Hundreds of peer-reviewed scientific articles are published every year on the chemistry and therapeutic potential of turmeric and its active components. Bodies will reduce inflammation throughout the body, help boost and support flexibility, increase mobility, assist in joint function, bolster your immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric from the store contains about 1 to 5% of the active ingredient curcuminoids, but our super powerful extract used in Bodies contains over 95% of the active ingredients in turmeric. No other product can compare with this curcuminoid delivery system, so if you want to put the true power of turmeric to the test, then look no further. Grab yourself a bottle today for 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com and put your body at ease.
Hey everybody, Rodney Outbrown here. I want to thank Alex Jones and InfoWars for offering scholarships to River University. Maybe you're watching InfoWars today and you don't know what to do with the problems that we faced in the world today. You've been through COVID-19, 2019, 20, 21, 22, 23. But here at River University, not only do we show you what the problem is, but we show you how to deal with it. Come, a full 3-year bachelor degree will train you up in ministry, government, worship, that you can go out and actually bring about a transformation in the earth today. We have graduates going all over the world, from the Arctic to the Outback, and right here, this is what we do. We specialize in training people and equipping them for transformation, and that's what you'll do. So scan the QR code right now or go to riveruniversity.org and get the free scholarship offered to you by InfoWars.
The most powerful InfoWars life formula yet, DNA Force Plus, is now back in stock for 25% off while supplies last. This elite formula contains the most cutting-edge enzymes, potent antioxidants, and traditional naturally occurring ingredients to protect the vitality of your very DNA. The powerhouse ingredients in DNA Force Plus include PQQ, CoQ10, organic reishi mushroom, astragalus root, rhodiola root, and an array of even more incredible antioxidants and extracts carefully chosen to help support healthy heart function while promoting energy production down to the cellular level. Provide your cells and DNA with the protection they need and try a bottle of DNA Force Plus today for 25% off. Or for an additional 10% off, grab the combo pack with DNA Force Plus and Body's whole support. These offers and so much more are only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now, we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund our Operation A360 Win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake Up America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
In this example, it's much darker. Because, you know, your parent wants the best for you. The parent is hoping when you're a teenager, you live to your 20s. You don't do something stupid that wrecks your life. Well, these globalists who are creating this financial instability for people, they don't have your best interests at heart. They want their power. And, you know, the parent wants you to survive. These globalists just want their control.
Well, that's right. People say all the time the globalists don't care about us. No, they do. They want to sabotage and hurt people to make us more controllable to phase us out in their own words. All right, it's 1:24 Central Time, Emergency Saturday, October 7th transmission. Kent Heckenlively is an amazing author and researcher and helped me do the book, The Great Reset. And now the new book, The Great Awakening, Defeating the Globalist and Launching the Next Great Renaissance. It's on pre-order. It's in our warehouse. It starts shipping on the 20th. You can order it at Amazon.com. It says number one. Or get signed copies as a fundraiser to keep us on air at InfoWarsStore.com. And we need your support. We have unsigned copies there as well. All right, Kent. Wow, what a day to get you on. You were supposed to be on an hour ago, but I had to get more crew in here to do research and prepare for this. I was going to tape a show that we were going to air with you on Monday. But wow, this is all going on and unfolding, the situation in Israel with Hamas, with obviously Hezbollah's Iranian backing going on. You were there earlier live listening to me the last 15 minutes when I was giving my perspective. Before we dive into the book and we cover some of this in the book, what is your historical view of the situation?
You know, it's very much in tune with what you say, Alex, which is people in countries want to just go and live their lives in peace and prosperity. And these crazy rulers of ours keep provoking these conflicts in which the regular people suffer. Yeah. So the Palestinians are suffering. The Israelis are suffering. And it seems like soon the Iranian people are going to be suffering if I read the tea leaves correct. And, you know, this gets into a wider conflict with Iran. So I'm just so happy to be a part of your mission of getting this message out to the public, which is a true populist message. Let's take the power away from the elites. Let's put it back into the hands of the people, because we, the people, can live peaceably with each other and figure out how to create a better world. We just need to get rid of these people. These elitists, these globalists who believe that they can control us and force us to fight with each other. And, you know, in these times, which I know people are scared, what I would say to the InfoWars audience is ask yourself, what's the bravest thing you can do today? What is the most constructive thing you can do? I think it's to get your new book, The Great Awakening, our new book, The Great Awakening. Read it and understand it, because these globalists can only exist when we are unaware of what they do. If we are able to understand their plans, and that's why it was so great to work with you on this, because, you know, even though I've written a number of books, as you can see behind me, about various aspects of corruption, I didn't understand all of the things. I mean, it was such an education working with you, getting your perspective on things. You know, we've got over 400 references in the book. So this book is really a deep dive for maybe people who like to, you know, read more than maybe watch the videos, or they want to go deeper on it. So I feel like in these times in which people are so scared, you know, connect to God, connect to the sacred source, and say, all right, what can I do calmly with a rational mind in order to be helpful to the world rather than just to be panicked?
And by the way, you wrote Ending Plague in some of Mikovits's books with her. That was really the blueprint early on in the pandemic that Mickey Willis and others used to just totally break out, and that also Robert F. Kennedy Jr. used as a research blueprint to then write the real Anthony Fauci. So when you helped me write just one chapter on COVID, it's the most concise, boiled down, most knowledgeable info of its origin, what it really does, what the shot does, you're going to find. And we probably had, let's not exaggerate, what do you think, probably 60 interviews over the phone. We probably did 7, 8, 9, 10 sessions in person, sometimes for 5, 6 hours at a time at my home or in my office when you came here to Austin. And so this wasn't just a bunch of recordings of me and me sending you links like The Great Reset and The War of the World. It's an excellent primer. This book is a couple hundred pages thicker and a super fast read and covers the waterfront. I mean, sure, when I approved the manuscript and it was done 3 weeks ago and went to print immediately, now it's in our warehouse. Talk about quick turnaround with the great folks at Skyhorse, the First Amendment juggernaut. I thought it was a great book, but once I got it in last week and started signing copies of it and getting it ready to ship out, and I reread it over the last 5 days, I am really proud of this book. So great job, Kent, helping me vet all my research. And so I just off the top of my head said 4 times the work on this book than the last one. Contradict me if it's twice, 5 times, what you really think. And then I made a lot of crazy claims to you, and you said 99% of them you could actually find were actually accurate. And the few times I just kind of twisted something or flipped it and got it backwards, then we were able to find out what I was actually saying. What was the process like of the book? And let's talk about what's in it.
Yeah, so what was great, and I really want your audience to know this, I never found you telling me a single thing that I couldn't find a source that kind of went along with that. Now, the only like 3 to 4% of the time, you know, there was something that I didn't trust about the source, but I was really clear that you had heard it. And you know, when people ask me what's it like writing for Alex Jones, I say the man has an incredible memory, recall. You know, I'll say something like, well, gee, you know, really get me this David Rockefeller China relationship. And you'll go, well, Kent, you know, go to the New York Times, 1973, you know, January. And suddenly I type it in and I find, you know, David Rockefeller talking about what a wonderful place China is, even though they just went through the Cultural Revolution where they killed millions. And so it was really what was.
Well,
what
he endorsed, Mao Zedong and said, we need to be like this. Yeah.
Yeah. And so we every time you would tell me something that I'd go, hey, I wonder if that's a little bit too far.
Like the one on Nygaard and them having women have babies so they could drain their juices and inject them in themselves.
Yeah. And so every time you would tell me something, you know, I would just think to myself a little bit, okay, maybe that's a little bit on the edge. Maybe that's a different interpretation than I would make. But I would go to the source and I'd go, no, I think Alex is 100% rock solid on it. And so, you know, what I was able to do, because I'm trained as a lawyer, so I want to go facts first, and then I'll go into analysis. And I know in media, kind of, you want to get people's attention, so you may do it a little bit differently. So for those who are more sort of like, well, give me the facts first and then give me the analysis, they may enjoy this a little bit more. But, you know,
Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life? Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia? Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I want to encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next great renaissance. This is my second book, part two of The Great Reset and the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book. And just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send us to number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. This is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now.
The InfoWars Live Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver has finally returned. To celebrate this powerful product's long-awaited homecoming, we're slashing $10 off the asking price, passing the savings on to you. Silver Bullet is the answer to Alex's extensive search for a powerful colloidal silver product that utilizes high-quality processes and has applications for both preparedness and regular use. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in a pure base of deionized water, this survival silver is the perfect fit for you and your family's routine and emergency supply. Colloidal silver is an amazing natural product that can assist your body's many healing processes. Do a deep dive, research the possibilities of colloidal silver yourself, and don't miss out on this limited time offer of $10 off. Try InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
My fellow patriots, the trifecta has not been in stock for years. Many of these products have been sold out for years, but we've not had all three of them at once together at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off. This is your best opportunity at the lowest price to support the broadcast, but more importantly, experience DNA Force Plus, Real Red Pill Plus, and Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. All three of these products are back in stock right now for a limited time at 40% off. It would take me an hour to tell you about what's in DNA Force Plus or Real Red Pill Plus or Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, read about these products, find out why they're so game-changing, and get yours today. DNA Force Plus, Real Red Pill Plus, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, all three back in stock. It's the trifecta sale. 40% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com, and it keeps us on air.
The globalists aren't just targeting us through the poison shots or the electromagnetic 5G or the GMO crops. They're hitting us with hundreds of chemicals that the EPA has authorized companies and industry to use. One of the top pesticides used is atrazine. The allowable level the government admits that they allow to be in your water supply is enough to sterilize you and basically turn your son into a feminized mutant. Look it up. Don't let them do this to your family. We have the very best gravity-fed filter system out there. Highest rated at half the price of leading competitors. The Alexa Pure, ready to ship to you right now. We have replacement filters for folks who have already gotten it. It does 10,000 gallons before you replace them. It is amazing. It's great for your home, your business. You can put swamp water in it, tap water, whatever, well water. Almost everything's contaminated. This is how you take control of the fluids in your body and counter the globalist onslaught. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com. For a limited time, we're running a 10% discount. That is a huge discount. It's already the lowest price out there. You need this filter.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
I'm never going to build a media empire like you are.
Oh, enough about me. The point is, a great collaboration. Yeah. One of many to come, because you just basically fact-checked and organized the last book. This one, what would you say? Did this book four times the work, or that's just a guesstimation?
I would say easily four times the work.
Well, what do you think? Five times?
It's difficult to say because, you know, the first.
Well, we wrote a lot of chapters. We decided we scrapped. We did a lot of. I'm really proud of this book.
Yeah, and so I think the depth of the research and how much I went into things, you know, I'd say 4 to 5 times the work. You know, it's about 2.5 times the length, but I think it's just so much more detailed. And, you know, I really wanted to hit things so that people would understand the military industrial state. How is the deep state, you know, over 60 or 70 years gone from something that we may have said, gee, this sounds like a good idea at the beginning of the Cold War. But, you know, as Reagan warned, once you build something in government, it becomes eternal. And so we have this, you know, government surveillance, military industrial state, and it's just gone crazy. I mean,
and let me address that. Let me address that. Last week, the Homeland Security officially said we're looking at all Trump supporters as potential terrorists, and we think that's dangerous. We've been ordered to do it, literally targeting a giant political movement. We talk about how they set up the police state for Russia in the Cold War. Then it was for radical Islam after 9/11, and now it's completely swung around against us. That's a major chapter of the book. Let's talk about what's in these chapters, because, folks, when I tell you I'm proud of this book, this is an incredible book. Plus, it keeps us on air with your support. So do you want to walk through the chapters with people, maybe?
You've got all the copies of the book, and I don't have them yet. So pull out a chapter you like to talk about.
Well, first off, Bannon did an incredible intro. His intro is powerful. Chapter one, the threat of artificial intelligence. This really, in just one chapter, gives you the boil down of what AI is and where it's going.
And, you know, the AI chapter is really interesting for me because to get that perspective that Elon Musk and who was it who was saying, like, you know, calling people speciesists? Was it Tim Cook?
Larry Page to
Larry
Elon.
Page, yeah. Mm-hmm. And just to find, you know, it's so crazy to have people like Larry Page getting into an argument with Elon Musk, calling, you know, silicon-based life is equal to our life, and you're a species.
And this is 12 years ago.
Carbon-based organism.
This is 12 years ago.
And it's abundantly documented. It's not just coming from the mind of Alex Jones. It's coming from books that are published, articles that are out there. And you say to yourself, who are these crazy people?
And that, I interrupted you because we've collaborated so much, it's firing all my synapses. Start over what a species is and what we say in the chapter and what it's mainly their own statements. I mean, this is big, saying screw carbon-based life form. I mean, imagine if Hitler said, I want to get rid of all carbon-based life forms, screw it. Yuval Harari says that's all over. That's beyond Hitler, but it's like, oh, they're liberals, it's okay. They're declaring the end of all, like, parrots and kitty cats and dogs and blue whales. I mean, this is bigger than just anti-human.
Yeah, you talked about the word speciesist, and you encouraged me to go into a deep dive onto the creation of this word speciesist. And, you know, I find it comes from PETA, and, you know, then the academics who are doing it have questionable connections to the intelligence agencies. And you just find yourself going, like, why am I always getting this idea? Oh, you know, and, you know, one of the things that was just so amazing, and, you know, we had profiled Yuval Noah Harari in the previous book, and we go into him again at the beginning, and he talks about this creation of this global useless class. Well, when people like me and you who've read history read, you know, somebody using language like that, you know, all of the bells and whistles go off. This is early Nazi thought, and there's actually a German expression that the Nazis used, which was life unworthy of life. And that's how they said, you know, okay, we can kill these groups, you know, starting first with disabled children, then going after their political enemies, and then going after the Jews and gypsies and homosexuals and, you know, all this other sort of stuff. And so when we hear language like a global useless class, and other people take it as useless eaters, well, what the heck do you do with useless eaters? You know, they're useless. So you're removing them from humanity that we care about.
You've already dehumanized them. You've already said they're garbage.
Yeah. And you're setting them up in the ghetto. And, you know, one of the things that just has really bugged me over the past couple of days is what Hillary Clinton said. And I think that this gets to the difference between us and them. Now, I hate to use that expression, the difference between us and them, but it's really accurate in this case. What she said of MAGA extremists, okay, that's how she puts it. She said maybe there needs to be a formal deprogramming of cult members. I find that absolutely chilling. That separates the MAGA people from the rest of American society. And here's what I say to liberals. For those liberals who are terrified of Alex Jones, we will never submit you to formal deprogramming, but we will write books with hundreds of references for you to check. And we kindly suggest that you read this book so that we could have an informed discussion on it. Remove the hysteria from the conversation. That's what this book is about. This is about removing the hysteria. You can read it. We quote it extensively. And then let's have a conversation. That's what Americans are supposed to do. That is Western civilization. This move to cut down on debate and discussion between people of goodwill is anti-human, anti-Western. It's actually anti-life, for God's sakes. You know, they don't even like carbon-based life forms. They want us all to be silicon-based.
And the beautiful part is, whether it's Elon Musk or Tucker Carlson or Joe Rogan, they suddenly get this. And they're just change their perspective to see that it's anti-life, anti-carbon. And once you do that, it really does feel alien. And I'm not saying aliens run this, but what is Harari? What does Klaus Schwab? What does all these, you know, top globalists say? They say, I don't believe in God yet. But we're going... But we're going to be God.
Yeah, and that's what was really interesting about working with you on The Great Reset was I got to read all these books. And, you know, with my background as a writer, I'm always aware that at some point, the writer has to show his hand. The writer has to tell you, here's what I believe. Here's what I'm trying to convince you of. And it took me 2.5 books of reading Yuval Harari in order to find what he wanted. And he talked about, isn't it going to be great when we can combine with humans and we can be sexless, non-breeding cyborgs who can live forever? And, you know, I don't know about you, but sure, I'd love eternal life, but no sex for eternity? This is hell. Don't let me have that. And so, you know, what I find is these people, you just have to listen to the bad guys because they'll give it away. And I think that that's what I really come away appreciating about you is all your broadcasts are informed by an extensive amount of reading of these documents that these evil globalists have put out. And so, you know, I really encourage people, take a look at what Alex is saying, because it's based on his own deep research. And that's why really it was so great to work with you, because I could always trust that I would find what you told me to go looking for.
And that's just chapter one. It just goes on and on.
Last year, we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we've put part two out, and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second Great Renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of the society we could build together. That's why it's The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Have you tried taking the Real Red Pill? A one-of-a-kind heart and brain formula designed exclusively for InfoWarsStore.com. One of the most powerful ingredients in Real Red Pill Plus is pregnenolone. Pregnenolone levels decrease with age, and low levels are associated with fatigue, low brain function, and unhealthy aging. The Real Red Pill Plus also provides essential trace minerals, such as vitamin B12, calcium, copper, and zinc. Featuring naturally occurring L-theanine, caffeine, and theobromine, the energy blend inside the Real Red Pill Plus provides an extra pick-me-up for your day that goes beyond the second cup of coffee. So visit InfoWarsStore.com, go down the rabbit hole, and try taking the Real Red Pill. Now 25% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
With you, because I could always trust that I would find what you told me to go looking for.
And that's just chapter one. It just goes on yeah. and on and on. And you want a boil down, folks, that's cutting edge. Because unfortunately, most people talking about AI aren't reading what the globalists say it is. They're just telling you, oh, it's a fun thing. Oh, it's going to get rid of you. But why do they want to get rid of us? Chapter two, Mao is in charge of the Democratic Party and political violence is bad, except when it's directed at patriots, conservatives, and Christians.
Yeah, that was great because, you told me that I should look at one of Mao's speeches that he gave during the beginning of the Cultural Revolution. And if you read it, it's almost like a blueprint of what's happening in America today. You know, the Cultural Revolution was not put forward by the older generation. What they did was they turned middle school students, high school students, and college students against their parents, and they let them be as vicious as possible. And so what Mao talked about is, you need to break the relationships that people have with each other. So you need to break the family relationships. You also had the weird, getting rid of gender in Mao's China. So, you know, men and women would dress exactly the same. Well, romantic love is one of the most powerful forces in the universe. Just like family love, love of God is a powerful force. So when you go to that 35,000 foot view and you go, wait a minute, why are all the forces in the modern Democratic Party interested in separating parents from their children? Because they're supposed to trust their teachers more than their parents. No, I'm sorry. That's not the way human society goes. They want to separate us from each other because they want people not to talk to their friends who may have slightly different opinions, who may be more conservative. That's really what's going on, because you see nobody on the conservative side saying, don't talk to a liberal. You know, it's like, oh, talk to liberals and, you know, show them how much we have in common, how we're the elite are, you know, gaming the system to make us hate each other and, you know, breaking the relationship with God. And you know, which I would say, and I think we're in agreement on this, that, you know, it's like God first, family, you know, and each other.
Nagre Bolsonaro, it's God, family, country.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, you know, it's kind of funny because you're supposed to be so radical, but as I put this together, I say this is so frickin' traditional. You know, this is like an Eisenhower Republican, you know, book on what we should have and what we should, you know, or a founding fathers document. Like, let's put a good society together that has a better chance of being, you know, more just than any other society in human history. And, you know, we're looked at, you know, Hillary Clinton is saying we need to be deprogrammed in some formal system. Well, screw you.
And now we've only gotten to the second chapter. We're taping this on Saturday with this giant war that's erupted in Israel. But this is, like you said, the million-foot view, the 35,000-foot view to understand what's going on. So let's go to chapter three. You are being modified against your will. And then we talk about and to what end, that the modification, the transhumanism is happening now. And we're only up to page 50 at this point.
Yeah, well, one of the things that I enjoyed learning most about was the mouse utopia experiments from the 1960s, in which they decided to create this utopia for mice, you know, free from predators, free from population density, food pressures. And what happened is it led to the collapse of the mouse colony. So what would happen, and it was really interesting because you see in the mouse utopia experiments a model of what's happening in our cities today. So what they found is that if you give the mice unlimited food and you crowd them together, a whole lot of different behaviors start to evolve. So the mouse societies will usually have an alpha male who's got a breeding harem, okay? Well, usually in the wild, what happens is the alpha male defends himself from challengers. Challengers lose. They go off. They may create their own colonies. That's what happens. Okay, so the alpha male has dominance. The females can have their children, care for their children. The mouse colony survives. Well, what happens is there's too much fighting because the males who lose can't leave. Okay, so they keep attacking the males. They keep bothering the females. The females can't raise their children. They often kill their children. Then what also happens is some mice decide to drop out of society. They just don't participate anymore, even though
they're, and so that's the explosion of homeless.
Yeah, and it's the explosion of homeless. You've also got these mice that they call the beautiful ones who will spend all day preening themselves and have no interest in sex. And so, you know, I think of like Instagram and how everybody wants to be beautiful on Instagram and, you know, all of these platforms. And you're saying like, okay, that's great that you have, you know, 100,000 followers. Do you have five people in your life that you talk to? Do you lay down in bed next to somebody you love? Do you have a children? Are you a contributing member of your society? And you know, when I looked at those mouse utopia experiments and compared it, you know, I lived in San Francisco for 8 years and loved it when I was in my 20s. I wanted to be a city guy. I wanted to be an urban guy. But, you know, no way in hell you can get me to live in a city right now.
Well, let's talk about this. Mice, and I'm not saying we're like mice in our spirit, but we're the closely associated in test of drugs and psychologically and culturally, not the chimpanzees and not the great apes like we've always heard. We're the closest to mice and pigs, whether it's drugs they test on us or behaviorally or what we do. And so they found that humans were already behaving like the mice, but the mice only have like a 5-year life cycle. We've got a 75-year life cycle. And so what they predicted in the 60s would happen to our culture off of this is now happening exactly as it did with the mice.
Yeah. And it's just remarkable to see, you know, how many of these things are happening in our society. And, you know, they're happening primarily in democratic run cities. And you find yourself saying like, you know, okay, I can understand, you know, tolerance.
No, but it's traditionalism and staying with what we're supposed to do is a shield. And when you get rid of traditionalism, you're wide open, you collapse.
Yeah. And so when I, you know, I live close to San Francisco and, you know, every day on the radio, I hear people talking about San Francisco and they'll say, how can anybody think that this is a good situation? I mean, you know, they put together an app, which was called the crap map of San Francisco, you know, avoid human feces on the street. Well, what happened is, you know, the entire map turned brown and they canceled it. I mean, it's just failure after failure. And, you know, granted, we can all do stupid things from time to time, but you have to wonder when you keep having these excessive failures, is this all part of a plan? And, you know,
and then people will ask, why do you live close to that? Well, your family goes way back. I've talked to you generations there. You know, you've got a winery, you've got family land out in the hills. You know, you're from there. It's where your ancestors, you know, came. People ask, why are you in Austin? My ancestors literally started Waterloo, that is Austin. And I do have to leave it, basically. It's become San Francisco or any San Francisco. And just in a few years, because they want a post-industrial world, it's a formula. They're bringing down civilization, the Great Reset, so they can build back better. And that's also in the book as well. We got to move quick here because, you know, this is so important.
Yeah.
And I want people to know how great the book is, available at InfoWarsStore.com or Amazon.com. So we did chapter 3. Let's go into chapter 4. They want you to be a teenager on an allowance, and that's just the beginning. The social credit score, the AI takeover.
Yeah, so that was great because, you know, I've been fascinated by the, you know, digital banking and digital bank currency. And, you know, I always look for the plan, okay? You know, I think that they dangle shiny objects in front of us to get us mad. And, you know, the challenge is really to go deeper and say, what's the plan here? And, you know, and you gotta break it down easy to people in a way that they can understand. And so I think we've all had the experience of being a teenager and, you know, maybe our parents put us on an allowance. And then maybe we thought, hey, you know, I'll get a job and then I'll have some extra money. And that makes you more mature. And then hopefully you go to college or you go to trade school or you go to work and you start earning your own money. And with that greater money comes the greater freedom. And you understand that actually the founding of our country was because there were wealthy people like George Washington.
Why do you think the globalists are desperately trying to censor everybody? Why are they attacking myself and Donald Trump and Elon Musk and everybody else? Because they can't get through this giant megalomaniacal power grab if we're here exposing them. But we're not just exposing their operation. In my new book, we give you the solutions to build a new, better world, an alternative to Klaus Schwab's You Will Eat the Bugs. This is The Great Awakening. The plan to defeat the globalist and launch the second great renaissance. It's a companion to my last book that was a number one worldwide bestseller. And this book is even thicker and even more powerful. Get your copy of The Great Awakening.
today at InfoWarsStore.com, either signed as a fundraiser, and I thank you for the support, or unsigned. But whatever you do, take action now. We're fighting for you, but we can't keep on if you don't support us. So please, get the historic book now. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening at InfoWarsStore.
I'm going to say something obvious right now, but it's usually the obvious things that we all miss, including myself. Everybody's getting very excited about the impeachment of Joe Biden. But remember, he is a total and complete puppet. It needs to be about the criminals that control him, the CIA, BlackRock, the multinational corporations. And people want to blame Obama. Yeah, he's above Biden, but he's still a puppet too. We need to make it about the power structure that's waging war against this country, that's deindustrializing us, attacking our culture and creating race war. We need to make the impeachment all about the open borders and the human trafficking and the global government and the UN taking control of our medical system. That's what we need to do. That's what we've got to stand for. That's what is going to bring down the system. If we just make it about Biden, just about how horrible he is, now he's a pedophile, now his son's a crackhead and gun charges, it becomes a distraction from the larger issues. We'll cover it all live at InfoWars.com/show.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Our country was because there were wealthy people like George Washington who put his own money to funding the Continental Army. And so it's not just money is power, but money is freedom. And you understand at a deeper level why when the elites create financial insecurity, you know, when, what is it, like 50 to 60% of the people in the world can't, in the United States can't put together $1,000 for an emergency. Well, that means you're hanging on by your fingertips. And so what do people do who are hanging on by their fingertips? They don't make waves. And so this is, you know, an argument that's being made a lot, which is, why does it seem the powerful are interested in creating a cycle of dependency on us? Because, you know, when you're a parent and you've got a kid on an allowance, well, you got control over them. You can say, do what I want, or you don't get your allowance. And they're doing the same thing. And you know, in this example, it's much darker because, you know, your parent wants the best for you. The parent is hoping when you're a teenager, you live to your 20s. You don't do something stupid that wrecks your life. Well, these globalists who are creating this financial instability for people, they don't have your best interests at heart. They want their power. And, you know, the parent wants you to survive. These globalists just want their control.
Well, that's right. People say all the time the globalists don't care about us. No, they do. They want to sabotage and hurt people to make us more controllable to phase us out in their own words. And yeah. So just like people didn't take Hitler serious, Hitler was a amateur compared to Klaus Schwab, and you've all know Harari in what they're calling for, a total end of carbon-based life, claiming they're gods. Ray Kurzweil said, I don't believe in God yet. Again, this is a declaration of war against humanity. And just telling us, hey, it's all over. It, you know, it, you're fallen. You're bad. And they're offering something a trillion times worse. And I say that from their perspective. They project their own hate of themselves. We talk about that in the book onto us. No, I think we're amazing. Our heights are incredible. Our lows are horrible. But I like the human process. See, we can decide. Humans are the only animal that controls its own environment. Because we're not an animal. We're made in the image of God. We can look what we envisioned 1,000 years ago or 200 years ago we've built. And so they know that. They want us to just decide that, oh, you're overpopulated, you're bad, turn off your life force, just roll over and die. No, we're not going to do it, Kent. And so that's why the book is so important. I want to challenge viewers and listeners. For the bare minimum, it keeps us on air. And it funds the operation. It's a historical book. It's something you're not supposed to have. It's something the censors don't want you to have. And the other book was great and was a number one bestseller. This, ladies and gentlemen, is light years better than The Great Reset and The War for the World. It is The Great Awakening. It's not just detailing the enemy operations, it's detailing how to defeat them. So I have a little 4 or 5 minute promo video that I shot last week that kind of breaks this down. Kent, and let's race through the other
I think there's 10 or 11 more chapters we haven't talked about, and you're only skimming the surface here. I mean, this is,
this is
deep, hardcore research, but it's not giving you a headache like academics. It's, we give our view, we show their statement, we show where they said it, we tie it together with the next chapter and back to the last chapter. And I thought the book was great. But when I got them in last week, they came in, on Monday, the 18 wheeler of books, and I pulled a dozen out, using the shipping center, and I took them home and I told my wife, you can't mail these out to family till the 20th. And I sat down and I was like, well, I'm just going to read one chapter. Read four that night, even though I was already tired. And it went by quick. I was like, I just read like four huge chapters in 2 hours. Then the next night, read another three, four, and then I finished it this morning. And I was just like, I'm really proud of this. And I'm proud of the other book. It's a great book.
Yeah.
But in fact, it's kind of sad that I thought that book was great. Now I don't think it's that good. I'm not putting it down. But I think, be honest with us before we go to this clip, how do you feel about this book compared to the last?
You know, what was really funny is I've been working with the same editor at Skyhorse for probably 10 books, and she is the most reserved person I've ever met. You know, you put your blood, sweat, and tears into a book, you send it to your editor, you know, you get back all the notes, and you say, you know, you want to know, okay, I see all the comments, but what did you think about it? And so finally, I said, Caroline.
A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now, we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund our Operation A360 Win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake Up America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
Through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
What do you think of this book? You know, you never tell me like what you think. And she wrote me back and she goes, I think this book is going to set the world on fire. And I was just like, holy crap. You're the most reserved person I know.
Well, this is live right now, but we're going to take a few clips of things you say and put them up front when this airs again on Monday to the full broadcast. So let's put that clip up front right there because, yeah, I wanted to have everything in this book and we got really frustrated and we had to cut some chapters, add some chapters. We rewrote a lot of stuff. I said to Kent months ago, I said, too much of this is just recordings of me. And then you just prove what I say and put a citation on it. I said, I want you, because I'm impressed with the stuff you've had a bigger influence on. This is not like the last book where you were just organizing what I said. I said, I want to bring your brain in to organize this. So this book, that's why I said, I want to put you as a co-author, not a ghostwriter, because you are a co-author on this. And I think you made the book much more powerful because you organized all this chaos I'm looking at and helped really distill it down. So congratulations.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure to work with you.
Well, I know it was frustrating to make you throw a hat. I think at one point the book was up at like 700 pages long. And sure, reading a transcript of what I've said is important and it has links and it proves it. But what we did together, I mean, we worked intensely on this. I mean, I think some chapters we probably did like, I mean, we probably had like 5-6 meetings per chapter sometimes.
Yeah.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is The Great Awakening. Here's a little breakdown of it. We're going to come back, finish up talking about the book, and hit some of the other news that's unfolding. And there's some big surprises coming up next week. You know, you're watching this live on Saturday. We're going to air this for big parts of it for an hour on Monday. I won't be in studio, and it's not because I'm on vacation. When people think I'm on vacation, I'm not on vacation. I mean, my wife and daughter might be with me when I go on the road, and they're off at the museum or the planetarium or the aquarium or at the beach, if we're by the beach, I'm not doing that, folks, other than maybe an hour a day with them. I am behind the scenes doing a lot. It's kind of like Fight Club. And I don't want to, it's cooler than Fight Club because we're not communists blowing up Wall Street. But it's the real Fight Club. And let's just say this. My work off air is just as important as the on air work. I've really reached, by the grace of God, the Lord works in mysterious ways, a point now where, and the enemy knows this, they've got our phones tapped and stuff, but the public hasn't quite figured it out yet. And I don't deserve this, but I'm now recognized as kind of the Tyler Durden behind the scenes with some of the biggest names out there. And a lot of that's going to start coming out because we're not launching Operation Chaos. We're launching Operation Renaissance, Operation Great Awakening. And because of all this, I've convinced a lot of people that now know I'm right to listen to me about how to challenge this and how to fight this. So all glory goes to God spiritually, temporally to the audience, the crew, and everybody else. But if they kill me, I didn't commit suicide like Matt Gaetz just said. And if they blow my airplane up, I didn't do it either because I'm not dumb. We're hurting them bad right now. All glory goes to God. So here's a quick breakdown. We'll come right back with Kent Heckenlaby. Stay with us.
Ladies and gentlemen, we cannot just oppose the globalists and their operations. Yes, it's important to expose them, to track their criminal operations, their depopulation, their pedophilia, their satanic agenda. But we also need to then offer our own agenda or our own plan for the future. Now, unlike them, we're not going to make people via totalitarian systems follow our agenda, but we should promote an alternate agenda to what they're doing. So, in this book that came out in 2022, that became a number one worldwide bestseller, The Great Reset and the War for the World, we lay out the enemy's own statements, their own plans. It is the blueprints to the Death Star. And that book is available signed or unsigned at InfoWarsStore.com. But now we're talking about the new book, The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening, defeating the globalists and launching the next great renaissance. And that's what this book does. It is 400 pages long. I would say that 60% of it is the latest enemy operations and how they're operating and what makes them tick and how to stop them. But then 40% or so is what we can build, different ideas, different systems to counter the dystopia that they are setting up. Now, we're going to send this to number one. You're going to send this to number one. They are so pissed about this book, they're already attacking it. But I want to encourage all of you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed copy that's a fundraiser to keep us on air and a historical memento, and also get unsigned copies to give to your friends, your family, and your neighbors, because this book is a major piece of history. So let me go over some of what's in the book. We'll go ahead and go to an overhead shot, and I'll show you the back of the book. Got a Tucker Carlson quote, a Bill Maher quote, a Joe Rogan quote, a Stephen K. Bannon quote, a Mickey Willis quote. And these quotes are absolutely dead on. Tucker Carlson says, Alex Jones is often mocked for his flamboyance. But the truth is, he's been far better guide to reality in recent years. In other words, a far better journalist than, say, NBC News. Bill Maher, Alex Jones gets to speak. Everybody gets to speak. Here's Joe Rogan. Alex Jones is one of the most misunderstood people in the world, and he's been right about a lot of SH-T. Stephen K. Bannon, for more than 20 years, no populist figure has been more of a bayonet in the back of the deep state than Alex Jones. Stephen K. Bannon, who also wrote the foreword to the book. Mickey Willis, award-winning documentary filmmaker, reaches hundreds of millions. Mainstream media is wrong the vast majority of the time, yet they are never held accountable. Alex Jones is right the vast majority of the time, and yet he is silenced and persecuted. The book, ladies and gentlemen, is unbelievable. And it was researched by the great researcher Kent Heckenlaby, who double-checked everything I said, who fact-checked it all. It has a big document section in the back where we show you everywhere the sources come from. You need The Great Awakening, defeating the globalists and launching the next great renaissance today with the foreword by Stephen K. Bannon. Let's go to a document cam shot and give people a first look at this book. There's The Great Awakening. And it goes into the chapters. Foreword by Stephen Bannon. A bayonet to the back of the deep state.
Chapter 1, the threat of artificial intelligence. Chapter 2, Mao is in charge of the Democratic Party and political violence is bad except when it's directed at Alex Jones. Chapter 3, you're being modified against your will. That's the GMO, genetic engineering. Chapter 4, they want you to be a teenager on an allowance, and that's just the beginning, the social credit score, the ESGs. Chapter 5, the eternal war of tyrants. Chapter 6, the war machine. Chapter 7, the deep state makes its move. Chapter 8, the education of Tucker Carlson, Joe Rogan, and others. That's the big inside baseball section. Very powerful. Chapter 9, Jeffrey Epstein. Renfield of the globalists, Draculas, but even worse because they prey on their own children. They murder their own children and drink their blood. Totally proven. I name names. You cannot make this up. Chapter 10, the COVID lies and deception. Chapter 11, selling your soul to Hollywood and the CIA. Chapter 12, combat tactics for victory. Chapter 13, the final battle. Conclusion, how you know you're winning and more. The Great Awakening, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. A piece of history, funding the resistance and getting a great tool to further empower yourself, inform yourself, and wake up friends, family, neighbors. Get your copy, signed or unsigned, right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And I thank you for all your support. We are all part of the Great Awakening. All right, Kent, you've done a great job. I've been jumping in a lot because we're all in the same mind here. We wrote this book together. But I want to hit some of the other chapters here in conclusion because we're going to shove this into one of the hours Monday so it needs to fit. Or maybe we'll go at 1:30 on Monday into the fourth hour. Whatever much time it takes, air this on Monday, guys. Because I'm going to be on an airplane going somewhere for a big interview on Monday. I'll leave it at that. We got a lot of other big developments after that. The week after, the planets are politically aligning, so pray for us. The enemy definitely knows we're over the target. So Ken, other comments about this book? I mean, we really can't hype this book enough. And again, I was proud of it till I read it in the hardcover as the actual book. Altogether, some of the stuff is like Shakespearean that you wrote off of what I said. The way we riff off each other is like jazz. I'm very proud of this.
Yeah, it's kind of funny you mentioned jazz because I think of that same thing because you'll say something and, you know, you have your personality and I have a little different personality, but what we both share is a love for truth. And so I'm figuring out how do I talk?
With all the craziness in the world, the collapsing borders, the war with Russia, the insanity, the currency devaluations, the economy going crazy, you are crazy, in my view, if you don't get high-quality, storable food and water filtration and self-defense. Now, we're not selling guns and ammo. That's for you to go out and get for yourself and learn how to use if you haven't. And I preach to the choir on that. But a lot of people got plenty of guns, but they don't have enough storable food or water filtration. This is something you need now. And we've got it in the food department and in the high-quality water filtration department. The highest quality food, the best water filtration at the lowest prices you're going to find and still get quality. InfoWarsStore.com is running a special right now for 10% off on all storable food and on water and air filtration. Ladies and gentlemen, you cannot beat this deal. Our prices are already the lowest. At 10% off, it's an insane deal for a limited time. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get prepared while you still can. We have not had this many of our best-selling products back in stock in years because of supply chain breakdowns and all the rest of the stuff that's going on. And these are game-changing products. Just like our information's game-changing, these products are incredible. And I'm personally glad that these are now back in stock. All three of the InfoWars Platinum flagship products that have been sold out for months are now back in stock, but a very limited run because we only had a budget to get 3,000 or 4,000 bottles of each one of these. I think we've got 4,000 bottles of the HGH Max Boost that people love so much. We've got about 4,000 bottles of 1776 Testosterone Boost that just came in. And we've got about 3,000 bottles of Pain MD, incredible natural pain reliever situation. All three of these are back in stock, and they're incredible, and they fund our operation at InfoWarsStore.com.
Omega-3 fatty acids are needed for optimal strength, and they can only be obtained through diet. They can be found in grass-fed beef, which is why the ruling class is trying to ban it. And they can be found in fish, which are arguably the best source of omega-3s.
But the problem today is finding fish without a high mercury content. Your best option is our Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. Omega-3 fatty acids are essential for both our neurological and cardiovascular systems, our brain and our heart. They improve mood, mental clarity, and immune function. Get your essential omega-3 fatty acids from the best sources available. Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil. Get some today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The most powerful InfoWars life formula yet, DNA Force Plus, is now back in stock for 25% off while supplies last. This elite formula contains the most cutting-edge enzymes, potent antioxidants, and traditional naturally occurring ingredients to protect the vitality of your very DNA. The powerhouse ingredients in DNA Force Plus include PQQ, CoQ10, organic reishi mushroom, astragalus root, rhodiola root, and an array of even more incredible antioxidants and extracts carefully chosen to help support healthy heart function while promoting energy production down to the cellular level. Provide your cells and DNA with the protection they need and try a bottle of DNA Force Plus today for 25% off. Or for an additional 10% off, grab the combo pack with DNA Force Plus and Body's Whole Support. These offers and so much more are only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
In a way that in a book that is, you know, engaging to the reader, because books are something different than just, you know, a broadcast. It's really a mind-to-mind sort of thing. So, you know, you have to be working at a very high level. You have to use imagery. You have to say to yourself, okay, where is the reader getting tired? Where do I need to, you know, maybe throw in a little bit of levity here? Where do I need to back it up and, you know, make a comparison to something else?
Exactly, because most of my research is reading raw bills or documents, or and it makes me upset. I had fun reading the book.
Yeah, and you know, it's kind of strange to say, okay, we're talking about people who want to destroy the world, and yet it's also a fun read, because what you realize is these evil people are really terrible planners for society. It's not just that their plans are bad, it's that they don't work with human beings. The reason they need the secrecy is because their plans suck. It's not good for human beings. And when you tell human beings about this plan, like, you know, you all know Harari. He thinks that the global useless class is going to be plugged into computer games and be on drugs. And then, you know, Mark Zuckerberg with Facebook creates Meta, which he's like, oh, everybody's going to want to live in the virtual world. Well, you know, I got one of those things. I put it on. I tried to play the games and, you know, half an hour, I got a splitting headache. And, you know, that thing has been sitting in my closet ever since. And that's why Facebook lost.
But making dinner for your family or being at a campfire or praying to God never gets old. It just gets better.
Yeah, you know, every day that my wife and I are both home, we sit outside and have a little bit of coffee and, you know, we're just talking about broken sprinklers, you know, whether our fountain's working, you know, what our kids are doing, you know, people we know. I mean, to me, that is, you know, better than anything else in the world. That is the high point of my day.
Because we're designed to do it. It's what we are. We got to go with what we are.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, we human beings are designed to interact with about 40 to 60 people from like the small tribes that we lived in for hundreds of thousands of years. So that's why this internet age is such an age of isolation for people, because we're forgetting that what's important is that contact and connection with physical people in our lives. And that's what we got to get back to. We got to get back to our connection with God.
And the book breaks all that down. The book breaks that down.
Yeah, we need to reconnect to the source of our joy is our connection to God and our connection to each other. And that's what the globalists hate. They want to plug us into machines. We want to plug you into God, and we want to plug you into each other.
Listen, I've never been a big drug guy, like alcohol and nicotine, that's it, and some caffeine. But with my children, it was always like, particularly as I've gotten older, I'm 50 here in a few months, my 6.5-year daughter, you know, she gets up way earlier than my wife, like 6 a.m. like I do, and I make these fabulous breakfasts. I mean, by fabulous, it's like what you get at a restaurant. And I just love doing it and like slicing the fruit perfectly and cooking the eggs and bacon or turkey perfectly and making her hash browns perfectly and putting a heart and ketchup on the hash browns. And then I just sit there with her and talk to her and read her books. Now she reads books. She reads books to me and tells me jokes. And it's like, I took cocaine and meth a few times, made me feel horrible, and I hated it. But people say it makes them high. I get high doing that for like an hour every morning. It's the best time of my life, and I literally get high doing it. Just like I get high at a camp out or hunting or, quite frankly, back in the old days, fighting or swimming a couple miles or doing woodwork or just we're meant or planting a garden and tending a garden. And it's just we're supposed to do this. We're designed to do this. And people need to get back to what? Yeah.
And think about this, Alex. For a lot of people, you're the big bad wolf. Okay. That's just the way you're the most persecuted man on the planet. And your greatest joy every day is when you can be of service to others. When you're of service to your daughter, when you're of service to your wife, when you're of service to the people that you work with. I mean, that's the source of joy. And it's all this other crap out there is just not important. And so I think that's one of the things that, you know, as I get more into this space, I'm sure I'm going to come up under increasing attack. But hopefully I've like secured my fortress of joy, and they never get to my fortress of joy.
Oh, my God. We should write a book together called Fortress of Joy. I'm serious. Just a book about what empowers humans. Because you're right. None of the attacks mean anything, because all that matters is my family. Like, I love going to my parents once a week for dinner. And it's just, I realize they won't be here forever, these beautiful people. And my older children come over, they're moved out. And we just have like a 2-hour dinner. We laugh, we make jokes, and the French bulldog jumps around and does tricks. And it's just, it's beautiful. And they want to take that from people.
Yeah. And so, you know, and one of the things, it's kind of been funny, because as I've gotten higher visibility, I'll go to events and I'll have young people come up to me. And they'll find out who I am, and they've read some of my books, and they'll say things like, I got red-pilled 3 years ago, and you know, now every day when I wake up, I'm reading about the plans of the globalists and this and that and the other thing. And you know, I think they want me to be like, you know, impressed that they are spending 14 hours of the day, you know, on all the crap in the world. And you know, I say to them, do that less, okay? You know, 3 or 4 hours, okay, that's about all I can take of the terrible stuff in the world. And then the rest of my day, I'm doing all the things that bring me joy and contentment. And so I feel like those 3 or 4 hours that I'm attacking the dragon, attacking the devil, I am a fearless warrior during that time, but I have to secure my fortress of joy constantly to make sure that I'm a good warrior.
Hey, I'm gonna ask listeners, don't do this. Hey, Kent or Wes, will you go get in your own name or whatever? Will you get Fortress of Joy? I'll pay it back right now. .news or .com. I don't know if that's been written yet, but we should Google it. It's probably some horrible sex site. One time I was on air trying to like type in Jeunesse Yes, because I had this sponsor on, and the crew didn't have it, and like pulled up something and bullied everyone. But who knows what Fortress of Joy is, but that is a great, I've never heard that term. That's what we need to form as a fortress of joy against their evil, because it's a saying, and many have said it, so no one knows who said it first, but you don't fight because you hate the people in front of you. You fight because you love the people behind you. And that's it.
Yeah,
we have to have a fortress of joy.
Yeah, and if they can steal our joy, if when we appear in front of the public, we're scowling, we're angry, we're not convincing them to join us. And that's why you mentioned that the book was fun to read. Well, I love mocking stupid people, and I love mocking stupid plans, and it's fun. And our movement is fun. Connecting to God is joyful. Connecting to others is joyful. I say to those people who are living the liberal nightmare, I understand how miserable you are. What I'm asking you is to come over to the joyful side of life. Okay? So I'm not attacking them. I want to rescue them.
We have not had this many of our best-selling products back in stock in years because of supply chain breakdowns and all the rest of stuff that's gone on. And these are game-changing products. Just like our information's game-changing, these products are incredible. And I'm personally glad that these are now back in stock. All three of the InfoWars Platinum flagship products that have been sold out for months are now back in stock, but a very limited run because we only had a budget to get 3,000 or 4,000 bottles of each one of these. I think we've got 4,000 bottles of the HGH Max Boost that people love so much. We've got about 4,000 bottles of 1776 Testosterone Boost that just came in. And we've got about 3,000 bottles of Pain MD, incredible natural pain reliever situation. All three of these are back in stock, and they're incredible, and they fund our operation at InfoWarsStore.com.
The InfoWars Live Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver has finally returned. To celebrate this powerful product's long-awaited homecoming, we're slashing $10 off the asking price, passing the savings on to you. Silver Bullet is the answer to Alex's extensive search for a powerful colloidal silver product that utilizes high-quality processes and has applications for both preparedness and regular use. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in a pure base of deionized water, this survival silver is the perfect fit for you and your family's routine and emergency supply. Colloidal silver is an amazing natural product that can assist your body's many healing processes. Do a deep dive, research the possibilities of colloidal silver yourself, and don't miss out on this limited time offer of $10 off. Try InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The most powerful InfoWars life formula yet, DNA Force Plus, is now back in stock for 25% off while supplies last. This elite formula contains the most cutting-edge enzymes, potent antioxidants, and traditional naturally occurring ingredients to protect the vitality of your very DNA. The powerhouse ingredients in DNA Force Plus include QQQ, CoQ10, organic reishi mushroom, astragalus root, rhodiola root, and an array of even more incredible antioxidants and extracts carefully chosen to help support healthy heart function while promoting energy production down to the cellular level. Provide your cells and DNA with the protection they need and try a bottle of DNA Force Plus today for 25% off. Or for an additional 10% off, grab the combo pack with DNA Force Plus and Body's Whole Support. These offers and so much more are only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Why do you think the globalists are desperately trying to censor everybody? Why are they attacking myself and Donald Trump and Elon Musk and everybody else? Because they can't get through this giant megalomaniacal power grab if we're here exposing them. But we're not just exposing their operation. In my new book, we give you the solutions to build a new, better world, an alternative to Klaus Schwab's You Will Eat the Bugs. This is The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalist and launch the second great renaissance. It's a companion to my last book that was a number one worldwide bestseller. And this book is even thicker and even more powerful. Get your copy of The Great Awakening today at InfoWarsStore.com, either signed as a fundraiser, and I thank you for the support, or unsigned. But whatever you do, take action now. We're fighting for you, but we can't keep on if you don't support us. So please, get the historic book now. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening at InfoWarsStore.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
From the front lines of the information war,
It's Alex Jones.
From their unhappiness.
Beautiful. I'm just search engineing Fortress of Joy to make sure it's not a porn site. Fortress of Joy Church. That's something in California. We got to get it right now. Because I know me. Well, whatever. It doesn't matter. I said the title. It's fine. We don't get it. Absolutely. So you just came up with that term. That's a great term.
Hey, that's why you pay me the big bucks.
All right. Look, you got to come back because I got to jam this in an hour and a half on Monday. But let's race through the other chapters. We're only up to like chapter five now.
Sure. I'll just do a sentence or two about each one.
Chapter five, the eternal war of tyrants.
Yeah. Basically, if you're a tyrant, you're not a good partner. You will betray each other constantly. Good guys don't get it together until 5 minutes before midnight. You know, the bad guys always plan, and then they betray each other, and then they lose.
Which is a powerful thing. If the left bans the Republican Party like they're trying to do, they'll just have sectarian war with themselves.
Absolutely.
Let's go ahead and go to the next one here. Chapter 6, the war machine. That's an important one.
Yeah, you know, how did we get into this state where the military controls so much, and when you realize that the United States spends over $800 billion a year, has over 750 overseas bases, and our closest 10 competitors don't spend as much as we spend. And, you know, with us having 750 bases overseas, well, that's a recipe for continued conflict. You know, our nearest competitor is Great Britain, which I think has like 12 or 15.
Incredible. And we get a lot more into it. I mean, we're just glazing over this now. We got a few minutes. We can spend more than 20 seconds apiece on these. Chapter 7, the deep state makes its move. The point is they're taking over right now.
Yeah, that looks to, you know, where I think was the real start of all of this was with Eisenhower's military-industrial speech, his farewell address. And then you had the Kennedy administration, and that was cut short. And shortly after John Kennedy's assassination, we went full bore into Vietnam, you know, our longest war until the war on terror. And we have become a militarized war state, which is not leading us to world destruction, I don't think. But I think it's leading us to continued conflict, making sure that the military industrial complex sells all his weapons in one war, and then we got to replace all the ammunition.
And then to make sure that happens, they've got to take over here domestically, which Homeland Security and the Pentagon are now direct to the American people. That's the key of the chapter.
Yeah, and many people have said you cannot be a republic and an empire at the same time. And the United States, over the past 50 years, has become an empire. We need to turn it back to the republic. We need to get rid of these overseas bases. We need to cut our military spending, spend it on the people at home or bring down the debt. You know, we need to not be the big bully on the block.
Absolutely. Let's go to the next chapter here after we talk about the war machine. Chapter 7, the deep state makes its move. Chapter 8, the education of Tucker Carlson and Joe Rogan, as well as others. That's an important chapter. That's a big one.
Yeah, that was great because you know, told me, you know, about your relationship behind the scenes with all these people. And, you know, you were also very clear that you didn't want to feel like you violated any confidences. So we really stuck with, you know, what is in the public record and, you know, a couple things that are outside of the public record. But I really think that we tried to be respectful. But, you know, so many people have credited you with changing their thinking on things, you know, from people like Tucker Carlson, Joe Rogan, and Russell Brand, and they've said so publicly, and I think it's just important that people understand that really kind of behind the scenes, you know, you guys talk like, you know, regular people talk, and you know, there can be little arguments and fights, and, you know, you are a very passionate person, Alex, but I've noticed a consistent pattern that, you know, if you get a little bit too passionate, you know, you are then, you know,
5 minutes later saying, I'm sorry, I got a little bit too passionate. And I think that
I don't get any pushback from Joe Rogan. I don't get any pushback now. That's what I'm sorry with any of these people. They now see it.
I know.
So we've definitely are having some big victories behind the scenes. And what does it say that not just them, but all the most popular people in the Western world, but now around the world, are anti-globalist? The globalists know that. I mean, the most popular thing is anti-globalism.
Yeah. So when people get, you know, disheartened by what they see in the world, I mean, your effect and the message, because, you know, a lot of other people will take different pieces of it, but this pro-human message is winning incredibly. I mean, I think the greatest testament to that is, you know, when Tucker Carlson was on Fox News, you know, he'd have a big night, 3 or 4 million people, and people are like, oh, you know, he is the guy we trust the most in the mainstream news. Well, once he leaves the mainstream news and he's on his own, he's getting 100, 150, 200 million. I think that interview he had with the guy who's going to be president in Argentina, I think it's like 250 million.
You know, the Trump one's like 400 million.
Everywhere.
Yeah, the average is 100 million. Yeah. Chapter 10, Chapter 9, Jeffrey Epstein, Renfield of the globalist, Dracula's, but even worse, they prey on their own children. That is a huge chapter.
Yeah, and all credit to you, because I said to you when I was starting to work on that, I said, hey, Alex, I don't understand the Jeffrey Epstein story. You know, I understand pieces of it, but the pieces don't make any sense. You know, I understand he's a rich guy, and okay, he's got some really weird sexual things. But, you know, after a while, that kind of gets boring. What's the plan? And you went through the plan and you gave me all the sources. And, you know, I'm amazed my hair is still, you know, is not white. And it's still there because it was terrifying what you told me. And we put that all in the book and it's all abundantly documented.
That's probably the biggest chapter.
Yeah, I think so. And I think that's like 50 pages long.
Wow. Let's talk about the next chapter here, ladies and gentlemen. Again, this is a book everybody needs to get. Infowarsstore.com, Amazon. Let's go to chapter 10, the COVID-19 lies and deception.
Yeah, you know, that was really kind of in my wheelhouse because I've written 4 books with Dr. Judy Mikovits. And as you can see, I've got another book here, Presidential Takedown. That was written with Dr. Paul Alexander, who is the senior pandemic advisor from about May of 2020 to September of 2020. And so, you know, he told me all of the things that happened inside the castle walls. You know, I've been a writer of the rebels who are outside the castle walls. Well, with Paul Alexander, who's inside the castle walls. So I was able to condense all of that into, I think, about 40 pages. But hey, you want a quick read to know how messed up COVID was? It's all in there.
And continuing with more of the chapters from The Great Awakening at InfoWarsStore.com and, of course, at Amazon.com. Let's push to number one. We have chapter 11, Selling Your Soul to Hollywood and the CIA.
Yeah, well, you know, what you had told me about your adventures in Hollywood and what other people had done. And I think what people don't understand is there's really – you know, many centers of power in our country. And, you know, a lot of people will say like, oh, I understand that, you know, our military, industrial complex probably controls our national security correspondence and everything. And, you know, you can look at other forms of control, but what we don't understand is that, you know, there's abundant documentation that our intelligence agencies have connections in Hollywood and are programming what we see. And, you know, this whole idea of predictive programming is something that, you know, I was not really that familiar with. But, you know, as I did a deep dive into it and I could see like, hey, you know, who's doing this? And, you know, to have people like Ben Affleck, who, you know, most people would think of as, you know, an extreme liberal, you know, say at one point after making his movie Argo. Yeah, I think there are probably a lot of people in Hollywood who are intelligence agents. And you go,
and you see the message.
Geez.
It tells you what the CIA wants, destroy America and destroy our families. Chapter 12, Combat Tactics for Victory. That's really important.
Last year, we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we've put part 2 out, and it's even thicker and more powerful.
The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second great renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of the society we could build together. That's why it's the Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now. You're going to want to pay attention to what I'm about to say in the next 60 seconds. Two new incredible products are now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. They are both clones of national best-selling products from a major pharmaceutical slash supplement maker that are listeners and patriots that are allowing us to private label it at a lower price you'll find in stores. It's Joint Relief Max and Nerve Renew. Both of these have known documented natural compounds to lower pain and to also make your nerves healthier, which is one of the major reasons nerves get irritated and are more inductive to pain. There's major research behind this all. You need to get Joint Relief Max from InfoWars MD and Nerve Renew from InfoWars MD exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Introducing them both, 25% off. You'll find them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, and they fund our operation.
Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life? Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia? Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I want to encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next great renaissance. This is my second book, Part 2 of The Great Reset and the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book. And just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send us to number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. This is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now.
Omega-3 fatty acids are needed for optimal strength, and they can only be obtained through diet. They can be found in grass-fed beef, which is why the ruling class is trying to ban it. And they can be found in fish, which are arguably the best source of omega-3s. But the problem today is finding fish without a high mercury content. Your best option is our Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. Omega-3 fatty acids are essential for both our neurological and cardiovascular systems, our brain and our heart. They improve mood, mental clarity, and immune function. Get your essential omega-3 fatty acids from the best sources available, Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil. Get some today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Yeah, you know, just how do you connect with that divine source? And you know, one of the things that we talked about is like, you know, and you always ask this, and Steve Bannon, it's kind of funny to watch the two of you, because both of you at some point in your interviews with people will say, like, where are we? Where do you think we are? And, you know, for me, the answer was the story of Exodus, that, you know, Moses, you know, had the people of Israel rise out of slavery. They were the plagues. They left Egypt. They're at the Red Sea. They see Pharaoh's army approaching, and, you know, the Israelites, after seeing all the wonders that God provided them to escape from Europe, when they see the Egyptian army, start complaining to Moses, why did you take us out of Egypt? And you know, God gets, Moses gets the message from God, be still and know God. And so what I say is, you know, and that's not a trust the plan idea. The idea behind that is that we human beings need to do everything we know how to do to show our devotion to God and to what's right.
And then God shows up.
And then we have to let go of the result. And so, you know, I'm getting to a certain age. You're getting to a certain age. I know I'm not going to be here forever. And I'm just saying, I want my legacy to be that I have done what I considered to be right to the best of my knowledge at this time.
Beautiful.
And that's what everybody needs to be.
Then we have the final battle.
Yeah, it just kind of revisiting that positive human message, because as you always talk about the Renaissance, it's this flowering of human creativity. It's not a top down, you know, way of doing. It's a bottom up. You know, if the globalists are saying that there are some among us who will be part of a useless class, and depending upon, you know, which, you know, pointy headed intellectual you quote, they think that 80 to 90% of us should be gone. We're saying every human being has value, and the Renaissance was this great flowering of the public, of the populace. Where do we find our joy? How do we bring that into the political sphere? And how do we create a world which is more beautiful than anything we can imagine?
And then we have the final chapter here. Before the co-author's note, writing for Alex Jones, how you know you're winning, more positive examples just of the fact that we're turning the tide together. And then in closing, get into writing with me. You wanted to write that final chapter. Why'd you do that?
Well, you know, one of the things that I talk about is I originally thought when I was a young man, I was going to be a prosecutor. That was my goal. And then I worked in criminal law. And, you know, so I admired people like Rudy Giuliani going after the mob. I admired people like Elliot Ness going after Al Capone. And then I worked in it, and I started to also at the same time become aware of the great criminal defense attorneys. You know, people like Alan Dershowitz, Jerry Spence, William Kunstler. In law school, I was fortunate enough to be taught by a guy named Bernie Siegel, who actually defended the Green Beret killer, Jeffrey McDonald. And you know, as much at the time as I didn't, you know, understand, I didn't agree with them. I admired their ability to stand up against the system, to be one man against something and just use their intellect, not their fists, not bombs, not guns, but their intellect. And so, you know, I had the experience of, you know, interacting some with a guy named Tony Serra, who was like so big against the war on drug. And, you know, as I started to learn more and more, I understood, like, gee, the criminal defense attorney has a real part in our society. And, you know, when it came to you, I kind of looked at you as you were being tried in the court of public opinion. And if you're being tried in the court of public opinion, I want to be your defense attorney. So I consider myself Alex Jones's defense attorney in the court of public opinion. And the verdict is going to be in our favor. And so I just felt like you had been railroaded, you had been maligned, and with every piece of skill and intelligence that I had, I was going to write the defense brief for Alex Jones, and that's what I consider this book to be.
Which is the defense of populism and a pro-human future.
Yeah, and the defense of the ideas that you've talked about based on your extensive research.
The Great Awakening, Defeating the Globalist and Launching the Next Great Renaissance. Alex Jones with Kent Hegan-Lively, forward by Stephen K. Bannon. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com as a fundraiser. Keep us on air. Signed, also unsigned, available. At InfoWarsStore, get it at Amazon. Drive it to number one. Important to do that. A great Christmas gift. You know, don't do a bunch of shopping. Don't spend gas. Don't get mugged at the mall. Just buy 10 copies of the unsigned book and buy one copy of the signed if you want. And just give people the Great Awakening. It's what it's all about. Will this book save the world? No. But all of our resistance together with God behind us will win. Kent Heckenlively, thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Alex.
All right. That was a powerful 2 hours. Appreciate the crew coming in for this live Saturday show. We're obviously tomorrow night on the Sunday show going to be tracking this extremely dangerous war that is going to suck in Iran and suck in everything else, because Iran's trying to act like that it's Hamas. This is Iran working with Hamas, and we just pray that peace comes at this stop. But we'll obviously have a lot for you at InfoWars.com as developments unfold. Israel's got to repel this invasion first, but I would expect them to level Gaza, which is so sad for people there as well, and then I would predict major actions, bare minimum killing of Iranian generals and others, perhaps an attack after they've taken out Gaza in the north there in Lebanon, where Hezbollah is based. But Hezbollah is also here in our country. And I'll go back to, how did Israel not know this attack was coming? That's a big issue in this as well. Separately, we have great products at InfoWarsStore.com that fund this broadcast. It will also enrich your life, do amazing things for your stamina, your energy, your immune system, your bones, your joints, your brain. We have the Trifecta sale extended till Monday, but we got to end it because one of these is about to sell out. DNA Force Plus, Bodies, Ultimate Turmeric Formula, and Real Red Pill Plus, 40% off together, 25% off individually. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock. So let's end the broadcast with a 3-minute Trifecta ad because, like I said, we're barely in the black. We just stay here. And it's so frustrating because I want to hire Savannah Hernandez back. I want to hire Drew Hernandez, no relation. They're ready to take the job for low pay, but there's not pay for them. I want to cover Bilderberg. I want to cover Bohemian Grove. I want to cover Skull and Bones. I want to cover RNC, DNC. I want to be at the border every month or more because it has a huge effect. We reach tens of millions when we do, but we don't even have the funds to do that with putting the crew up in like Motel Sixes and myself. So there's just not money for any of it. And limited security. We got to have at least 3-4 security guys when we go to the most dangerous areas, the border, and they're working $50 an hour. They deserve it. They're great people. I mean, it takes money to prosecute a war. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of the Trifecta sale. 3 of our great products that have been sold out for a very long time are back in stock. The InfoWars Platinum line of 1776 Testosterone Boost, Pain MD, and, of course, HGH Max Boost. Back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. And I'll be back, Lord willing, 4 p.m. tomorrow. We're going to restream this live show. We're going to post this demand out video. Share the link. Very powerful. Not just what's happening in Israel and the coverage of that, a potential World War III scenarios that are very probable, but also the Great Awakening, how to counter all this together. A great 2-hour transmission. I want to thank the crew. And as I said, I'll see you back tomorrow for the Sunday show and back on the Monday show, 11 a.m. Central. God bless and good luck.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices.
extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD, like Rebel Zen, has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The globalists are only humans. Yeah, they have control of the central banks, they have a lot of power, but they can be defeated. But some of their operations are going to take decades to stop. But one thing you can do right now is take control of your body and your family's body by purifying the water that you drink and that you cook with. And you do it with the highest quality gravity-fed filter out there. This thing does 10,000 gallons. You can sit there and put hundreds of gallons through it a day. It purifies very quickly, and it cuts out thousands of chemicals to non-detectable levels. This is what I use, which my family uses. It's the very best system out there for the lowest price. For a limited time, 10% off on top of that, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com on the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. In stock and replacement filters for folks that need those in stock. Get it today, and it funds the InfoWar. Don't procrastinate. This is one of the main areas we can take control of our lives and stop the globalists from hitting us with poison that they allow in the water supply. In some cases, they add to the water supply like fluoride.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.